He'd have got away with it.
I wasn't quite going to say that.
Final words to John Cooper, QC. Of course, joined by Mark Wallace, sorry, editor of Conservative Home website. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Let's ask the control of the production team. What do you reckon? Fabulous. Yeah, big thumbs up from everybody there. Big smiles. Fabulous Friday panel reviewing the week's biggest news stories. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. Well, talking of someone with considerable talents, John, have you got any interesting guests on your show today?
Very good. What did you steal, by the way?
I stole some hair gel from Boots. No, it's not funny.
Crime of the century.
It was not. Genuinely, I was mortified.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised, but as you said, you were 15. And did
it doesn't make it okay.
Did you use the hair gel? Or did you have to give it back?
I was taken off me by... I can still to this day have nightmares of the security lady's hand hitting my shoulder. Yeah. I still, at 49, have nightmares about that.
Hit your shoulder, does that make your head and shoulders then? That
no one's listening to you anymore, John. John, we're so over time. What
it's only my time I'm wasting.
I got it.
Well, as ever on a Friday, all of the haters, texts and tweets that we get over the preceding 5 days...
That's just from your production team.
It is, but the public ones as well. We don't block them. We give them to Con. He works on the show. He goes to the lift, he reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature called Condescending. That's going to happen before the end of the afternoon.
You got an approving nod there from Mark.
I'll take that.
You've got to enjoy a good pun.
There you go.
That and the usual nonsense coming up with John Holmes, a man of considerable talent. So coming up after an update on the news. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Do have a great day and a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600-watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase. Always low prices.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster?
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Don't ignore the it's the law to have a work. Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
The Sky Bet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Wasn't me!
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perks given once a month and vary with spend. Club card points in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
On a Friday, just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, ambulance staff bullied, Irish PM's Brexit warning and a European heatwave.
Talk Radio.
A highly critical report has revealed some female NHS ambulance staff have been hounded for sexual favours in return for promotions. While 2 in 5 members of staff at the South East Coast Ambulance Service NHS Foundation Trust said they'd experienced bullying in the last year. The Trust Chief Executive says the problem will not be tolerated. The new Irish Prime Minister has put pressure on the British government's Brexit negotiations. Speaking in Belfast, he said time's running out for both sides to agree on the first stage of talks on the divorce before moving on to stage two in October. Richard Tice, co-chair of the Leave Means Leave group, thinks the whole process is taking too long.
The idea of negotiating 1 week in full, which seems to be what's going on at the moment, you know, it just isn't good enough. It needs to be accelerated. They should be negotiating 24/7. You know, it's important to EU businesses. It's important to UK businesses. Let's get on with it.
Australian police think a top Islamic State group commander was ordering a group in Sydney to build a bomb and put it on a plane. The plan was for one of the men's brothers to, unknowingly to him, take it on to an Etihad Airways service. But the plot was abandoned. Two men been charged over it. Greg Barton is a terrorism scholar at Deakin University in Melbourne.
The federal police said that they responded to this threat by putting a dummy bomb through of the same configuration, and every time it went through international airport security, it was found. So they said they're fairly confident.
The UK is giving £100 million to help with what's been described as one last push to eradicate polio. A type of the virus still exists in Afghanistan, Nigeria and Pakistan. A driver who pulled someone in a wheelchair along behind his car has been banned from driving for almost 2 years. The 20-year-old from Harrogate was caught on CCTV. Both men have been fined. And if you're going to southern Europe to get some sun, you're being warned there's a heat wave affecting 11 countries. A severe weather warning is in place, with temperatures expected to go above 40 Celsius in places like Italy, Switzerland and Croatia.
Switzerland?
Yeah. And Poland.
That's going to melt the Alps.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to melt the Alps and that chocolate they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot enough to melt the Nazi gold that they hoard.
Yes, John.
Good Lord.
Not. Yeah. They're saying it's very dangerous, actually.
It is dangerous.
The heat.
It is. I know. So I suppose, you know, if you go to Switzerland, save Dignitas some money. Have you got the weather here? Radio
National Weather. Good decision. Well, it's not so hot here. A mix of sunny spells and showers. Feeling cooler for many here with highs of 23.
Thank you, Victoria. And how are you today?
I'm okay.
A little bit hungover.
Just a little. Not quite firing on all cylinders.
Have you eaten anything?
Yes. A woman in the street gave me 2 free salads.
What, because she just felt sorry for you?
No, this made my day. So she had a crate of them and she was giving them out from a local restaurant.
Right.
And she's like, oh, do you want a salad? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't ask what's in it because I've got loads of dietary requirements. So I thought, I probably won't be able to eat it or I'll give it away. And then she was like, oh, it's vegan, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I can actually eat this then.
Mm.
Then she's like, oh, do you want another one? You can give it to a friend or a colleague. And I was like, yeah. So then when I came into work, I scoffed one and was like, this is delicious. I'm just going to eat the other one.
Right.
So I did. Just had it all.
2 salads.
Yeah. And then I had a Jamaican patty after because I was still hungry.
Right. Would you like to say, to do the lady a favour and say where the salads were from? As you said,
Jack's,
they're delicious.
Jack's Restaurant.
There, see? That's
yeah,
fair,
they've got a new vegan menu.
Right.
And they also gave me 20% off.
Right, you have to declare this.
Oh, I ate there, yeah. That's where I got that, you know, with the tummy. And...
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
He's joking, he's making
up. I was
up.
Just trying to undermine your plug. They won't be giving you any free stuff anymore, will they?
And you have to declare it now, like the MPs.
I mean, no one cares what. I get for free, really.
No, not really.
Do they? No.
Thanks, though, Victoria.
Yeah.
For the news there.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's...
Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Neymar has been unveiled in Paris as the most expensive player in the history of football. He's been speaking at a press conference in the last half an hour following his £200 million move from Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain. England have lost an early wicket on day one of the fourth and final test against South Africa. Out-of-form opener Keaton Jennings went for 17. England lead the series 2-1 and a short time ago was 62-1 at Old Trafford. Everton have been drawn against Hajduk Split of Croatia for a place in the group stage of the Europa League. Earlier, the Champions League draw pitted Liverpool against Hoffenheim and Celtic against Astana of Kazakhstan. Following Vladimir Klitschko's retirement from boxing yesterday, Britain's Anthony Joshua has been ordered to defend his WBA heavyweight title against Luis Ortiz of Cuba. The fighters have 30 days to make arrangements. And don't forget, the championship season begins tonight on our sister station Talk Sport. All the build-up to Sunderland versus Derby starts at 7. That's one of four live matches across the weekend on Talk Sport and Talk Sport 2, the last being Arsenal against Chelsea in the Community Shield on Sunday. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Dibble. And so, to Friday.
Talk Radio.
Save up to £180 over a year in the BT Summer Sale. Get unlimited BT broadband for £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, £9.99 up front. Plus, you can add BT Sport, now free for 12 months. So don't miss out on saving up to £180 over a year, because the BT Summer Sale ends 15th of August. Visit bt.com/sale to join BT today.
Prices and content may change. £52.99 a month for month 13. Recontracting required. Savings versus previous prices. Pay direct debit. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is genetic splicing,
which is up 14.6%.
30th most popular diversity out of a possible 39.
In a Kanye West comes third competition.
My news is double that.
Skim credible.
Drive time on Virgin.
It's just so impersonal.
It's just easier, isn't it? It's Tyne Lexi Clarkson, only out of off of Love Island.
Hey, you okay?
So go, you've on. Been photoed cozying up with Johnny.
Could have been slicker, but never mind, go on.
New mineral alert.
Kanye West's real last name, Papadopoulos.
What do you mean, taking the pee?
Phone them up, Millie, right?
And that helps make your brain go funny.
Or just pre-fertilisation.
Tiggy Winkle.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello then, and welcome once again as we ride roughshod into your day, right in front of your salad, as I believe the kids say. And unlike at Europe's airports currently, we're going to breeze you into Friday with the minimum of queuing. What we've done, we've managed to draft in extra ears to help with the backlog of listening, but just in case, because at this time of year, as you can imagine, listening to a largely ignored radio show on a digital radio station that no one's ever really heard of is at its peak, and thus the airwaves this afternoon are set to be very busy. So the advice is to try to make sure that you arrive up to 3 hours early for each show that you want to listen to. That's the advice from the experts today. So if you've been sitting there since the beginning of Julie Hartley Brewer's programme to listen to this, then, well, there aren't delays as such, but we have got tighter controls. That's the problem. We've got tighter controls as to who can listen. Julia in particular didn't want any dirty foreigners listening to her programme. But a special welcome to anyone who's just joined the beginning of this show, 3 hours of when they actually wanted. If you see what I mean. So you arrived 3 hours. So basically, we've got all of Yasmin Khan's listeners now. They've arrived 3 hours early just to be in time because of the backlog in listening. Anyway, you're all welcome. Hello. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, then the 1 to 4 bits of your day. Please do take off your belt now. Put your shoes in the tray in preparation to board the following. Some of the studio just fell over. Headline Hijack is on the way. That is where you are invited to make up a news story. And send it to us for inclusion into Victoria's Bulletin at 2 o'clock. Hear your lies, your fake news, read out to the nation by Victoria Bourne. She is the owner-operator of a slightly hungover mouth.
It's this mouth.
That's it. And last night it was full of booze. 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message or anywhere you like.
Those are the ways to get in touch. What's more? It's Friday, so we'll bring you a roundup of showbiz-niz in this hour. We'll be going through the showbiz news with a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese will be here. Current affairs throughout the afternoon will be basted in the oriental source of Japanese poetry. As we bring you the news analysed in short-form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions as well are very welcome. We will take your reactions. You can react on the usual number 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can use the reaction siege equipment that is medieval that we've adapted to. Instead of firing missiles at castles in the 11th and 12th centuries, we've adapted it to fire reactions to Talk Radio. So if you do see one, they are in supermarket car parks up and down the land, of course. We've got a catapult, we've got a ballista, we've got a trebuchet. Today it's the reaction trebuchet. If you're passing it, it's next to a bottle bank outside a supermarket.
Whereabouts?
Asda's in Gosport.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. So there's that. Cornelius has got a reaction now.
Yes,
coming.
John, older women may be poorer after the pension age change, according to the IFS, but that doesn't make them any less sexier.
Fewer. Who's that from? Is it you, because of that thing
no,
with your mum?
No.
There's our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Clips of just some of the great moments we've all enjoyed together on this show over the past 5 days.
Yeah.
Some of those great moments have prompted people to get in touch and call us all manner of unbroadcastable names. On a Friday, we gather all of the haters' texts and the tweets and we give them to Con. Hi, Con.
Hello, everyone.
He takes them to the lift. The lift travels downwards through the building as he reads them out. It's a feature we call Con Descending. So get in touch with your hate now, and who knows? Your hate could come live from the lift later on the programme. Work experience punditry as well. Our work experience today is Fraser, and he is going to be going on about the weekend's films for you. It's also Some Request Friday. That means speeches and talks. We can't do music requests, we're a talk radio station. But if you've got a favourite speech or talk, like a TED Talk or a classic Churchill, then why not get in touch and we'll play it for you if we've got it in the archive. Requests and dedications, very welcome. And there's live music on the programme as we drag a busker in from the streets, as we like to do on a Friday, to take you musically into your weekend in our busker session. And if that wasn't enough, which it isn't, because that still leaves a gap for Hollywood guest action. Today on the show, the actor out of off of The Social Network, he's out of off of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and now Cars 3. That's right. Armie Hammer joining us on the programme after 2 o'clock. Ginger Davies not producing. Asprod Marta is through the ventana.
Ventana.
That's
ventana.
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 She's Spanish. And Chloe is on the buttons.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
Nothing. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Well, you know what's coming now. We have to get into today's big story. There's a big story we need to be discussing in quite some depth. How are we going to get there? I'll tell you, musically. The clues to the story are all in this. See if you can work it out.
Always when we fight, I try to make you love. Till everything's forgotten, I know you hate that. When we fight, I kiss you once or twice, and everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. I love you, Sunday sun. The week's not yet begun, and everything is quiet, and it's always you and me. Always.
so then.
Not very convincing.
The reason we're playing this song is, of course, because it somehow links us to today's big story. It's the Wanna Dies and the You and Me song. The clue is in the artist or the title.
But it's you.
And you work it out.
Me,
Cornelius, you've been busy doing so. What have you figured out then?
Is it something to do with our technical operator, Chloe?
In the sense of...
It's her favourite song, this song, she told me.
Oh, right. Earlier. Okay. I'm playing this for her birthday that was earlier this week.
Ah. Is that the big story?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Chloe all about her birthday. No, it's not that, no.
Is it the no economic border, says Irish PM?
No.
Is it...
No.
Aldi pulling German eggs over poison fear. Is it the Germans poisoning us?
Egg. No. I'll tell you what it is. You've heard of the band The Wanna Dies, which that is.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Wanna Cry?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's How I Feel Most Nights.
It's also a virus, isn't it? It's a malware virus that infected the computers of the NHS a month or so ago.
That's what I was saying. I feel like a malware virus most nights.
Okay. There was a chap called Marcus Hutchins who single-handedly was hailed a hero because he saved the NHS from cyber criminals. Because he stumbled onto a way to disable this malware that was taking out all of the computers in hospitals. You probably remember that. Anyway, overnight, it seems, in Las Vegas, where he's at a hacking conference. He now works for GCHQ, for goodness sake. He got a job off the back of saving the NHS. But he's been arrested by the FBI. They've alleged that he created the Kronos malware, which is different, and that allows backdoor entry, if you see what I mean, into people's bank accounts and with their passwords and all sorts. And they've arrested him as being a creator of this. But how... true is that? I mean, what is going on? Do we have the full picture? Not yet, we don't, but we'll hope to shine more of a light on it, certainly. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dele Alli on a mazy run here inside the Liverpool half. And then he guides the ball effortlessly beyond the Australian fielders and should make it back for two on this glorious Ashes Day in Melbourne.
Oh, but then Dele takes a big punch on the chin from Anthony Yard. The title's not his yet. And then with an audacious move, the Spurs man overtakes Valentino Rossi to lead. Incredible!
42 live Premier League games, exclusively live UEFA Champions League, the Ashes in Australia, Championship Boxing, MotoGP and more. Be there. BT Sport.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Wondering what to get this lunchtime? Live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Try the hot peri peri chicken one with pepper jack cheese, succulent chicken and a hot peri peri sauce in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Go spicy. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shade for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs, and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in The Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600-watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase, always low prices.
The Skybet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Southbound side of the M1 through Bedfordshire. Two lanes are closed due to a breakdown between 12 at Flitwick and 11 at Dunstable for the A505. Severe delays northbound on the M5 through Somerset. That's following an accident involving two lorries. Between 21 at Weston and 20 at Clevedon. Queue starts at 24 for Bridgewater South. And the southbound side of the M6 through Lancashire, that's queuing following a vehicle which overturned at junction 31A for Longreach. Queues back towards the Broughton interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It is Friday, and yes, we must and we should talk about today's big story. So the 23-year-old IT kid who saved the NHS from cyber attack meltdown a month or two back has been arrested by the FBI, as we've been mentioning, in Las Vegas. Now, after he rubbed, a digital medicine on the NHS's gaping backdoor cyber wound, he was hailed a hero, even landing a job with GCHQ's National Security Centre as a result. The attack on the NHS by a virus called WannaCry was stopped by Marcus Hutchins in his bedroom in his parents' house in Ilfracombe. Although I've read quite a lot of detail of how he detected a kill switch within the virus and then registered a domain name, embedded in the code. I'll be honest, I understood not one word of how that works or actually what he did. But the question is, what has he done now? Or indeed, what does he stand accused of doing that's got his freedom temporarily deleted by the FBI? He was in Vegas for a hacking conference. What happened next and what's going on? Well, on the line to help us out with that is Naomi Colvin, who works for Courage. They support whistleblowers and hackers who find themselves, like Marcus, in legal jeopardy. Good afternoon, Naomi.
Good afternoon, John.
So what's the background on this? So we all know, even though he didn't want us to know who he was, because of course he wanted to remain anonymous at the time of the NHS events, but he's in Vegas, he's minding his own business, presumably, at this international conference on technology and hacking and so forth, and suddenly he's arrested at the airport.
Yeah, it's really quite abrupt and quite weird, and it's caused a lot of concern within the cybersecurity community. So, Marcus was in Las Vegas for the annual DEF CON conference. It's not the first time he went. He was there last year as well.
Yeah.
But this time, just as he was about to board his plane to come back to the UK, he was arrested by the FBI and basically disappeared for 24 hours. And it was only yesterday evening that we found out what had happened to him. And he's been detained. He's alleged to have written code that was for a different piece of malware back in 2014-2015 called Kronos, which basically was a sort of less virulent piece of malware that would pass from email account to email account and scoop up people's banking details.
Yeah.
Now, an allegation is very far from proof, and the indictment that was published last night is thin, even by the standards of FBI indictments.
In what sense is it thin, though? I mean, what does it actually say?
Well, it doesn't say anything other than he wrote the code. And you know, to be honest, writing code, even if someone goes to use it for a nefarious purpose, isn't a crime, even in the United States, which has much more draconian hacking laws than we have here. So On the basis of if they have nothing more than the indictment, then a prosecution may well have legal problems. But we'll see how this spins out.
Yeah, and in terms of what happens now, though, I mean, he's got to enter a plea, hasn't he?
So he's going to enter a plea tonight. He was in court yesterday as well, but there's been quite a lot of action overnight while he was sorted out with legal counsel. I'm confident he has excellent legal counsel now, so that will be sorted out today. He then gets moved to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, which is where the indictment was issued from.
Right.
Now, because he's British and because he has no, he'll be seen as having no links to the United States, it's more than likely that he'll be detained in custody in the United States, which could mean he's spending months in prison in Wisconsin awaiting trial. Now, that's bad news, not just because being in prison in the US is not very nice, but also because, in my experience, I mean, I have some experience of these other US hacking cases, hackers need to have access to digital evidence in order to help their lawyers prepare their case, because a lot of it's very specialized, and, you know, it needs a bit of explanation. People in this position tend not to be able to have proper access to the evidence, which makes forming a defence really difficult.
Yeah, and so the FBI, I mean, obviously this is an allegation, but where did the allegation come from? Who has alleged it? Is it the FBI that have been, I don't know, tracking him or something? Is that what we're led to believe?
Well, it's quite murky, and as I said, it's not the first time he's been to the US. From the indictment, they're alleging that it's connected to the sort of the takedown of a darknet market called Alpha Bay, which was the subject of a big law enforcement operation a few weeks ago.
That was seized, wasn't it?
But again, that's just what the FBI is saying. We'll have to see when more evidence is produced. I think we should add, actually, I'm sure your listeners will be aware that extradition from the UK to the United States for hacking offences is really controversial. I'm working with Lowry Love at the moment, who's fighting extradition to the United States, and I think it's incredibly dodgy that Marcus was given a visa waiver to go to the United States and then picked up there rather than going through the proper procedures.
Surely more of this will come out, but that does that does suggest it's hardly like, I mean, how long was he in Vegas for? A couple of weeks or something, or not even that?
I think about five days.
Exactly. The fact that they gave him this visa waiver, which you have to get to go into the States, of course, from this country, to sort of almost wait for him.
Wait for him until he was coming back. I mean, were they monitoring him while they were out there and all the people he was talking to? I mean, it's really, I have reservations about how we deal with these things in the UK from time to time. We're a lot more sensible about it than the Americans are.
Is it good for him? Does it help that he was involved in the NHS saving? In which case, this has put this onto the front page of the papers. But if it hadn't have done, we didn't know his name, it wouldn't be the big news that it is, and thus the publicity wouldn't be around it.
Yes, absolutely. And I slightly wonder whether the FBI were quite aware that he's, you know, regarded as a hero here for sorting out the WannaCry situation. I think it's very positive. It was certainly the outcry around his arrest which led to information coming out yesterday. It was almost 24 hours after he was arrested that we knew anything at all. I mean, not even where he was, which makes it very difficult, for instance, to sort out a lawyer for him.
Yeah. And I was the main...
In another way, it might not have helped him in that, if we think back to WannaCry, the WannaCry malware came about because it was based on an exploit, a very powerful software exploit that the National Security Agency in the United States had been developing and using and keeping to itself rather than telling Microsoft so they could fix it, which they lost control of.
Yeah.
It found its way onto the open internet. And it's that the people who designed the WannaCry malware based that malware on. That's why it spread so quickly and was such a danger. So in fixing that, in halting its spread, Marcus is basically sort of cleaning up the NSA's mess.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, you know, that kind of embarrassment made him a bit of a target.
Interesting stuff. And I was amazed to read that the maximum sentence for this is 40 years in jail.
Yeah. I mean, that's not unusual. That's not unusual in sort of the... American system, which, you know, has sentences orders of magnitude longer than in the UK. In the UK, I mean, I don't know. I mean, something like this, we're like talking about like 2 to 5 years max. Really, it's just, it's incredible. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure in the United States. Part of the reason why, you know, sentences are so big is they can put a lot of pressure on people to have a plea deal and not go to trial, although I am confident here that, well, we'll see later today, but...
Indeed, yeah.
But we'll see if he pleads not guilty.
All right.
I imagine he will.
Naomi Colvin, thank you very much indeed. Works for Courage, which is the organisation that supports whistleblowers and hackers that are in legal jeopardy, as Marcus is, but as she said, the plea... guilty or not guilty, will be later today. So we'll see how it unfolds. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, which is what you are listening to. There will be today's roundup of showbiz. A man from TalkSport, no interest in showbiz, no knowledge of it whatsoever. He's called Reese. He'll be here to run us through it. There's also, of course, Headline Hijack. But at 1:32, Victoria has got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Ireland's Prime Minister has given his first speech in the UK on the impacts of leaving the EU. Leo Varadkar quoted the chief Brexit negotiator in Brussels while speaking in Belfast.
If the challenge of the First World War was the challenge of that generation, I think perhaps the challenge for our generation is Brexit. The Brexit negotiations are now well underway in Brussels. And to quote Michel Barnier, the clock is now ticking.
In October, he'll join 26 other EU leaders to discuss progress on three key issues: citizens' rights, the financial settlement, and issues relating to Ireland. 4 in 10 staff at an NHS ambulance trust say they've experienced bullying in the last year, while a number of female workers said they've been groped or hounded for sexual favours in return for promotion at the South East Coast Ambulance Service. The chief executive of SECAM says he's truly disappointed and upset by the findings of a report. Australian authorities claim an Islamic State group commander ordered an alleged terror plot targeting a plane. They say parts of a bomb were sent in air cargo from Turkey for the attack, which didn't go ahead. Scientists in London say they've come up with a potential way to identify women at high risk of getting breast cancer for a second time. A study has found those with large numbers of immune cells around tumours are 25% more likely to see them return within 10 years. And someone has come forward to claim Friday's £51.7 million Euro Millions jackpot. Earlier, Camelot revealed a UK ticket holder had scooped the prize. If it's been won by one person, it'd make them richer than Ed Sheeran or Gareth Bale. The weather: a mix of sunny spells and showers, feeling cooler for many with highs of 23 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
What if Ed Sheeran's won it?
Then he's doubled his...
So, which one would it make him richer then? Ed Sheeran or Gareth Bale?
Both of them.
Oh.
Maybe they bought the ticket together.
Well, no, it's just Victoria said, be richer than Ed Sheeran or Gareth Bale, leaving us on a bit of a mystery in the news there.
It's not a mystery, you just interpreted it incorrectly.
What's the name of the company who do the lottery again?
Camelot.
It's only a model. Shh. What?
Fine, it's your show, say what you like.
It's a Monty Python quote.
Right, okay. Thanks for the explanation.
Right. Victoria there with the news. Victoria had the news.
Dearly beloved, gather together every Sunday morning from 11 for Slaphead Salvation from your radio station.
James Whale's Sunday Sermon. Why not join me, my friends? Listen to the wise words of the whale.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the whale.
The Sunday Sermon with James Whale this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Oh, I say, is that Fanny Green in the front row?
No, it's just the way the light's shining through the stained glass window.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Genuinely not sure what just happened in that trailer. It's like someone being audibly sick. Just like noise, vomiting onto the...
It's hard to explain that the people who make those have the nicest office in the building.
They're lovely.
It's very odd.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the bit about the stained glass?
There's
a church reference, and then there's a green. There's a Sunday church.
But Sir Philip Green?
I don't know. Green from Scritti Politti, maybe.
I don't know. What.
Maybe he's a guest on the show. I don't know. Anyway, good. Hello. It's Talk Radio. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, you've missed things. But what you haven't missed yet is today's Headline Hijack, which is on the way at 2 o'clock. It's where a made-up news story goes into the news, masquerading as truth. You, though, are in charge of supplying said story. Just needs to be a couple of sentences long, a paragraph at most. Throw it over, and it could well get into Victoria's mouth and be broadcast to the nation as actual fact. Here's what's been coming in so far.
This is from Sean, who says, breaking news in the last few minutes that recently ousted White House Head of Communications Anthony Scaramucci has been seen at arrivals at Heathrow Airport amid rumours that he will be entering the Celebrity Big Brother house this evening. Other names rumoured to be joining him include the anti-Semitic columnist Kevin Myers and a celebrity topographer Nancy Famous.
All of that is entirely believable, which is kind of the point. This is a bit niche, but it's coming from Dave. After their recent success in the RAJAR figures, that's the audience measuring thing, Talk Radio have announced the launch of Talk Radio 2. Highlights from their new schedule, depending on how you want to say that, is Full Set Breakfast Extra, where host Paul Ross continues to go through the papers. Classic Coley, repeats of Hardeep Singh Kohli's cover stint before he mysteriously left. And the big interview with Johnny Seafoot there, which is a very niche in-joke regarding the celebrity booker Johnny Seafoot here at Talk Radio.
That's genuinely his big aim, probably.
It is, actually. He'd be over the moon with that.
He thinks that's about 1 year away.
HM Revenue and Customs have today released a statement admitting that it's actually unavoidable for tax not to be taxing. Tax codes, rebates and national insurance are just some of the confusing terms that are used in the process of organising tax records, and not one of them really has a definite definition, with some HMRC staff members admitting they just tend to guess most things. It's not meant to be taxing, but it bloody is, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? God, don't get me started, John.
It's not meant to be, though. But it is.
I had to go see an accountant the other day because I didn't get it.
Oh, someone's doing well.
No, not really, but it's because I just don't understand any of that.
Yeah.
And then I showed him this letter that I got from HMRC.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, this is really confusing. I was like, you're an accountant!
Did you say taxes are meant to be taxing? Anyway. Right, you can start. Have you got another one?
Yeah, go on. Chris Evans has offered to pay each of his lost listeners a fiver out of his wages to return his breakfast show after shedding a million off of his figures in the latest results.
Yeah.
I've read this one out.
You did that one yesterday.
Yeah.
That's from your yesterday pile, Cornelius.
Yeah, sorry.
Great. Could the second coming of Christ be soon? Some religious types are hopeful after a man who said he was the angel Gabriel appeared in a projection on the Empire State Building in New York last night, claiming Jesus was on his way on a space donkey. When police went to find the source of the unlicensed projection, no equipment was found, leading many to believe that this was the actions of the Lord. So if the Lord did indeed mean to send Jesus back to Earth, I'm pretty sure the way he would have done that is with a projection of Jesus on a space donkey on the Empire State Building. That makes entire sense. You then, my friend, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's headline hijack. We will accept yours. The lines remain open for about 20 minutes from now, and still to come on the programme later, live music as we drag a busker in off the street. Of course, we've got an end of week quiz for you, and on the way, showbiz with a man from Talksport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese will be joining us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
BT Sport brings you 42 live Premier League matches, exclusively live UEFA Champions League and the Ashes live from Australia. It's free for 12 months with BT Broadband. BT Broadband is available from $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract and $9.99 delivery. Join BT today. Be there. BT Sport. New customers, direct debit, $52.99 a month from month 13. Recontracting required. Offer ends 15th August. Terms apply.
Have you discovered the award-winning new Citroën C3? With integrated connected cam Citroën, 36 bi-tone colour combinations, Apple CarPlay and 3 years free servicing. Why not discover it for yourself in showrooms now or search new C3. Citroën. Features available on selected models. 3-year offer ends after 36 months or 35,000 miles are exceeded, whichever occurs soonest. Terms and conditions apply at participating dealers only.
At TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford textured Oak Effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
The Sky Bet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes remain closed southbound on the M1. That's due to recovery work of a lorry which is broken down between 12 at Flitwick and 11 at Dunstable for the A505. Northbound side of the M5 through Somerset, travel time of around 2 hours between 24 at Bridgewater South and 21 at Western. That's due to emergency repairs taking place. And the northbound M5 just in the West Midlands, north of Junction 1 at West Brom, a lane closed there, recovery of a breakdown taking place, keys back towards 3. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this Sunday with me, Howard Hughes. Did you read this week about those two robots who started a conversation with each other in a language that only they understood and then they had to be stopped? We're going to be asking, what does this mean for all of us now?
What are you doing, Howard?
Plus, we'll be talking conspiracy theories with author Andy Thomas. There'll be much more on the night, too.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a merry, merry, merry afternoon to you. So, there's a lot of news going on, as you'd expect there to be. I mean, the news just doesn't stop, does it? It doesn't stop. If there's a heat wave in Europe, the news doesn't stop. In fact, it becomes the news.
Yeah.
Mopeds, right? They're in the news. They don't stop. Well, they do if you switch the engine off.
They don't stop for the police, though.
No, they
and
do.
And then they can't chase them, John, because they take off their helmets.
Yeah, there it is. The mugging moped people. That's in the news, of course. There's a lot going on. I mean, the hacker we were talking about, or the saviour of the NHS malware virus, has now been arrested by the FBI in Las Vegas, accused of hacking.
Oaxaca as well, the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, as well. Arrested by the FBI. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We are here to help, and we do so each and every afternoon by bringing you the news in the easy-to-digest form of Japanese poetry. That's right. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Brits abroad point at menus to order food, and that counts as news.
The news in haiku. And And so it's Friday. That means we are very pleased to welcome into the studio our regular showbiz reporter, a man who knows nothing of showbiz, has no knowledge of it, he's got no interest in it even. He works for Talk Sport. He's called Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Hey. You? Good to see you back.
Yeah, nice to be back. Until I read the news. And yeah. Then it's like all crop tops and underboobs and sizzling photo shoots.
Oh. You're not particularly dressed like a showbiz reporter today. I've never seen a showbiz reporter in bootleg blue jeans and a Star Wars t-shirt.
I'm setting a trend. I feel like the Ryland Clarks of this world will probably follow suit after I play it casual.
It's the new look of the showbiz reporter.
Definitely. It's, dressed down and grumpy.
Yeah. So what are you going to be grumpy about first?
Katie Price.
Oh, easy grumps. Yeah.
The usual paragon of morality.
Yeah, what's
she done? Faced a backlash from her fans for putting her kid in a washing machine.
She's... Now, I saw a story about a washing machine today, but it was all to do with how washing machines can be made greener.
And lighter.
So is this... Because there's usually a concrete block in the back of a washing machine, isn't
there? There is, yeah.
So we now suggest we take that out and put Katie Price's children in there. To hold them down while they spin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if it was to make it greener. She said, hide and seek. I found Princess... There's issues with calling a kid Princess in the first place.
Yeah.
In our new 18kg washing machine from... Not going to give him a plug. Yeah. The best thing I've found gets my washing done quicker, making housework so much easier I can wash loads at once. There's a joke about Katie Price and loads, but I'm not going to make it this time in the afternoon.
The idea is she's saying it made her workload quicker, so she's washing her child and her clothes together.
It looks that way. She's taken to Instagram with this photo and put her kid in it. And the photo, as you can imagine, in this day and age, is like... Oh, so irresponsible, we're going to report you. Who goes to Katie Price's Instagram and expects, you know, I know she's on Loose Women and everything, and not everybody is as old as I am, but it's Katie Price. The only way this problem is going to stop is if she stops and we stop listening to her, we stop going to these things.
Yeah, we're making it worse by talking about
it.
But it's our duty. We have to.
I have to make it worse, otherwise I'm out of a job.
Yeah. Do we understand that the child climbed in there of its own volition, though?
The child was definitely in there of its own volition, and the washing machine was not set on.
Right.
She wasn't sort of like in the water of it or anything. The kid, Princess... Yeah.
I think, because that's obviously Katie Price with, calling a kid princess is sort of just when she's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the royal family should do that.
I was going to say, I don't think she has that power.
No.
I don't think she's got the power to be giving her kids titles.
Royal titles. But the royal family should just call their children civilian or
civilian.
Something.
Civilian.
Muggle.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jackson called one of his children Your Majesty, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. What a...
yeah, don't say that.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you reckon
you wouldn't even call a cat that, would you?
Jamaljesty, I call it.
Yeah.
All right, so Katie Price has put a child in a washing machine.
She has indeed.
To hold it down.
The child said, should we take this for a spin?
Oh, man. I feel a bit guilty for laughing at that.
Yeah, I'm actually banging the drum for that joke.
Good.
No, we can recycle.
Well, we should have filtered it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else?
No. Okay. It's a bold joke.
Well, I'll tell you what, purse seal your lips and tell us another story, Reece.
I'm not sure I can follow that. Helen Mirren has done a great job advertising L'Oreal. She was in the south of France as a brand ambassador.
Yeah.
And she said that the moisturiser that she is she's advertising probably does sweet FA.
Wow.
As in, you know.
Yeah. As in a Gerald Ratner moment.
Indeed.
So, who famously slagged off his own jewellery, and it closed down his entire empire, didn't it?
It did indeed.
And so she's paid as a brand ambassador for L'Oreal.
She is indeed.
And she says that it does nothing.
It does absolutely sweet
she
FA.
Said probably.
Yeah.
I've still the quote here. Probably does F all. Yeah.
She says she's an eternal optimist. I know that when I put my moisture on, it probably doesn't do anything, but it makes me feel better. Do you think they'll put that on the side of the bottle? that's their next ad campaign.
Yeah. Doesn't do anything.
Does nout makes Heron Mirren feel all right.
Placebo, the new moisturiser.
From Mirren. Yeah. Well, okay. Is she in trouble for it, do we know? Or is it just sort of...
I think L'Oreal are probably just going to push it to one side.
Yeah.
As I say. Yeah. I think they should put it on their bottles. I really do. Yeah. I really think that'll show some down-to-earth business. But on another case, they'll probably just stop giving Helen Mirren a drink before she gets a microphone in front of her.
I couldn't possibly comment on that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And won't. What else is in the showbiz spectacular?
Strangely enough, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's appearing in court. Pretty soon for an alleged assault on DJ David Mueller. You know the one?
No.
No, neither do I.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a human, yeah. So that's probably to be expected.
Yeah.
But yeah, the
David Mueller. Is he a cat as well?
Mueller.
Anybody? Yeah. Cornelius? David Mueller? No,
I've never heard of him.
No. All right, fine. What's the alleged trial thing about?
It's alleged assault against former DJ. Obviously,
he's a former DJ.
Oh, okay.
He's
a former DJ. He's not even a DJ.
I think she former chopped DJ. His hands off, so now he can't DJ.
Allegedly. He can no longer press the play button. Yeah. Allegedly.
Right, I know nothing of that case, and or him. So yes. Let me see if I can conjure up any care. Do I care? Do I? I don't care.
She's been avoiding the headlines. She was seen hiding in amongst an entourage, which included her mother, Andrea, and her father, Scott. Mm. It says she's dressed all in black, which makes me think she's sort of creeping out the house in a sort of head-to-toe catsuit thing.
Sort of ninja.
Yeah, she's like really trying to hide it. So how do they know it's her?
Yeah. If she really wants to hide, you know what she should do?
What's that?
Get in a washing machine.
Yeah, true. It's the best place to hide.
Great hiding place. Don't do it, kids. Don't do it, kids. Unless Katie Price bundles you in. Yeah. That's the only time to get in a washing machine. Otherwise, don't do it.
Definitely.
Should be very clear. Yeah. So, Taylor Swift, great. What else?
Cheryl Cole.
Oh, here we go.
Is back from baby duty.
Right.
She's returning from maternity leave with a sizzling, is L'Oreal again, sizzling L'Oreal Paris shoot.
Right.
I mean, sizzling? Really?
I mean, to be fair to L'Oreal, Cheryl Cole also does F-all, as far as I can see.
Yeah, no. She does do some things. I mean, she wasn't... Yes.
Punched the toilet attendant in the face in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003.
We should never forget that.
No.
Absolutely never.
The judge called her a violent thug.
Yep.
But she did do that.
She certainly did. She definitely got punished for that.
Also, she had a child. She's back from maternity, you say?
Yes, she's back from maternity leave. She's leaving her child called Bear Pain.
Oh, yeah, no, I know about this.
Which I thought...
Cheryl Cole had a child...
Called
Bear.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that is, it's not actually a bear.
It's not a bear.
It's a chimpanzee.
The thing, whenever we mention Cheryl Cole now, we have to set aside 10 minutes for you to do the two things you always mention, which is her assault charge.
Nothing to do with witches.
And the fact that her son is called Bear.
Yeah, it's called Bear. So, but the funny thing is,
by you saying just the word Cheryl Cole,
he's a child.
That's it. That's 10 minutes of the show.
Easy afternoon.
No,
for
I don't
me.
Think
we could put that on a running order. If we have a gap, just write the word Cheryl Cole, and then John could tell us everything he knows about Cheryl Cole, which is exactly those two things.
But he's called Bear.
Yes, we know.
But the funny thing about it, he's not a bear. He's a child.
Okay, that's
but he's called
up.
Bear.
Yeah,
and
we've
from thence the
up.
Humor arises.
Have we got time for one more?
She's married to Greg Evigan. What else you got?
Simon Cowell has revealed that X Factor judges Sharon Osbourne and Nicole Scherzinger are paid more than Louis Walsh.
Oh, it's another pay gap.
Yes, this is more pay gap business. Yeah. He's sort of pleased that ITV have gone a different route and paid the two talented ones more than the little puppet that sits on the other end of the desk and has he won it? Has he ever won that show?
Who?
Louis Walsh.
He's a judge. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they do a category, don't they?
Oh, you mean
a mentor.
Yeah. Has he ever won it?
I think probably.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Apparently, he always gets the crap ones, I've been told in my ear.
Which is why he gets paid less.
Yeah. Fewer. The only reason I like Nicole Scherzinger is because it's the sort of thing you say after someone's told a joke.
Yes.
I always think that's all I can hear. Someone said, you just go, Scherzinger! Nicole Scherzinger! I don't know who she is.
I think she's great. She's really funny, actually.
Who
in
is
interviews.
She?
She's an ex-Pussycat doll.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, she's like a really funny person. She's in the Mueller adverts. Not that DJ.
DJ David Mueller. No, she's in the adverts for him.
No, the Mueller yogurt.
No, he's called Mueller. But he's He's not a yogurt. he's a DJ.
Yeah, it's spelt differently.
I don't know whether that's clear.
Yeah, it's clear.
He's called
it's
Muller.
Spelt differently. Why are you repeating it? Because I said it was
he's called Muller.
No, explain why you're repeating it when I said it
because
was clear.
Because some people won't understand. We'll get a text in a minute saying, can you explain to me about David Muller and Muller Yogurt?
Yeah, well, he's I bet they won't spell Muller right.
But he's not a yogurt. He's a DJ. A former DJ. Because Taylor Swift cut his hands off a little
bit. And a current yogurt.
Yeah. Exactly.
With a crunchy corner.
Yeah.
Is that... That's, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Anyway, Reese, thank you very much indeed.
No worries.
For rounding up the showbiz. Always look forward to Reese's showbiz roundup. And I think, as a nation, we are all clued up into the important matters now as well. So, Reese, doing us all a favour, thank you very much.
No worries.
We'll see Reese again soon. Now, this headline hijack, that's on the way. We'd like you to make a news story up, please. Get it into the news at 2 o'clock. That's what you've been working on, beavering away, no less. Cornelius has the name of today's headline hijacker. Cornelius.
It's Andy.
Andy from?
Pentapew.
Right. Andy, where's that?
I don't know.
Okay. Andy's in Pentapew, and he will have his made-up news story, he or she, made-up news story in the news, which is coming very shortly, there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme, of course. After that, we will be bringing you Hollywood guest action as Armie Hammer. Yeah, off of films.
Name of a weapon.
Yes, and a military unit.
Yeah.
joins us next on the program. He's in Cars 3, so he's going to be plugging that or something. Anyway, he's going to join us. Armie Hammer next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry, watching CCTV. But now, I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria, tell the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Irish PM says time is running out on Brexit. Apply to uni via Snapchat. And Sir Usain Bolt.
Talk Radio.
Ireland's Prime Minister says time is running out on Brexit in a speech echoing comments made by Brussels' chief negotiator. Speaking in Belfast, Leo Varadkar described the UK's departure from the EU as the challenge of his generation. He'll meet leaders of the other 26 remaining EU members in October to discuss three key issues.
Citizens' rights, the financial settlement between the UK and the European Union,
and specific issues relating to Ireland. And it's going to be a historic meeting for this island.
It appears two alleged terror plots have been foiled by Australian authorities. Officials say a plan to get a bomb onto a flight was aborted, and another involved the release of a highly toxic gas was in its early stages. Healthcare professionals are discussing options for a suicidal teenager a day after a high court judge warned the country would have blood on its hands if a bed isn't found. Experts say the girl, who's at high risk of harming herself, needs further care following her release in 10 days. NHS North says it's identified three suitable options following Sir James Mumby's scathing assessment. Donald Trump has again insisted stories linking his election campaign to Moscow are completely false. Reports in the US say a grand jury has been called in to look into the allegations. American political expert Dr. Brian Klass has told Talk Radio what kind of power it has.
So a grand jury has basically two purposes. One is to determine whether there is enough evidence to actually charge someone with crimes. So it's a preliminary tool in a criminal investigation. And the other is to subpoena documents as part of the investigation.
Students who don't get their first choice of uni this summer will be able to apply for one through Snapchat. Staffordshire University will be making offers on the photo app when clearing opens next week. It'll allow people to ask questions about courses, get advice and be offered a place. And there are calls for Usain Bolt to be knighted, Jamaica's multiple world and Olympic champion, who starts his final major competition tonight, is eligible as a citizen of a Commonwealth country. He goes in the heats of the 100 metres at the World Championships in London later.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Do you not have to be British to be knighted?
I literally just said he's eligible as a citizen of a Commonwealth country.
I mean, she literally said that. I mean,
Look, as we were bought in drinks during the second half of that story, so.
I mean, I heard every word of it. Who is it again? Who's got knighted?
They haven't
Saddam
yet.
Saddam Hussein.
Oh my God! People want Usain Bolt to be a Sir Usain Bolt.
I see. Is that the end of the news?
Yeah, I finished. That's why you started talking.
Not necessarily. Victoria's got bonus news for us today. It's what she does at 3:30 on a daily basis to make the time up, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Today we bring you not mineral,
no.
Not vegetable, but the other group, animal news.
Yeah.
Have you started?
No.
Oh. And now here's
Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunny spells and showers today. Feeling cooler for many with highs of 23 degrees.
And now here's
Alex Dibble
with the pre-recorded
Dibble.
Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Despite earning more than £500,000 a week after tax at Paris Saint-Germain, Neymar insists money was not a factor in his decision to sign for them. The Brazilian's been answering questions from the media in the last hour.
What I could tell to these people is that they don't know anything about my personal life. I was never motivated by money. What I think about is my happiness. I want to be happy. And together with my family, I want them to be happy. I always follow my heart.
England's cricketers are back at the crease after lunch on day one of the final test against South Africa. Defending a 2-1 lead in the series, Joe Root's side were 67 for 1 a short time ago. The draw for the Champions League playoff rounds pitted Liverpool against Hoffenheim and Celtic against Astana of Kazakhstan. In the Europa League playoff, Everton face Hajduk Split of Croatia. And don't forget, our sister station Talk Sports exclusive coverage of this season's English Football League begins tonight with live commentary of Sunderland versus Derby. The build-up starts at 7. I'm Talk Radio's Alex Dibble for Talk Sports for Talk Radio. It's all very confusing.
And finally, a group of MPs have been photographed on holiday in Mallorca, seemingly worse for wear. Jacob Rees-Mogg, Dennis Skinner and Tim Farron were seen throwing shapes with each other on dance floors across the strip on Magaluf. The three are said to be there on Lumbopic Stag Do.
Dibble. Thanks very much indeed, Victoria and Dibble.
Dibble.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
That's terrible. Oh.
my, get out of the way, please.
To change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, still to come on the programme today, Live Music Friday. We drag another busker in from the streets of London and they will perform for you at Microphone Point, bringing a little music to the airwaves to take you into the weekend. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hi, Con.
Hi, everyone.
As the lift travels downwards through the building, reading out the texts and the tweets from the haters. It's a feature we call Condescending. Work experience punditry as well. As our work experience reviews some films for the weekend for you. This has come in from Clarkie at Talk Radio on Twitter. John, is that DJ you were talking about before the news? Mix Rice and Jam from a corner. Can you explain the difference? He's called David Muller, but Muller is a pudding. It's some kind of pudding. He's called Muller, but he's a DJ. He's not a yoghurt. John, can you please explain to me the difference between DJs and yoghurts? That's coming from Mr. Biscuit.
Go on, then, explain it.
Well, a yoghurt is dairy produce, often flavoured.
But does the D in DJ stand for dairy?
No.
So now, what's the difference?
So now I think that's clear. Anyway, it's Friday, and that means it's Some Request Friday. On Radio 2, if you're familiar with it, Simon Mayo on Radio 2, he plays music, doesn't he? And he plays music on a Friday as requests and dedications for listeners. Now, we can't do that. It's called All Request Friday. We're not allowed to call it that either, because he does. So we have Some Request Friday, and you can request speeches and talks as requests and dedications, because it's a talk radio station. So do get in touch if you'd like to send a speech or a talk to a loved one. Maybe you're driving somewhere on your holidays and you think, oh, I'd love a classic speech anthem to talk along to in the car with the family. Well, same thing, get in touch. This has come in. Dear John and the afternoon gang, I'm currently driving, just as I said, up the M1 for the annual UK Bog Snorkeling Society Knees Up. Watch out, Halifax. Unfortunately, Alan has broken the tape deck. So instead of the Black Lace anthology that we had for the journey, now all I have is your crap show on the bloody radio. So hello. By the way, while I'm here, could you throw on Give It Up for the Downstate, which is our favourite TED Talk, on sleep by Sarah Mednick. And we're going to roll the windows down for this big hit. That's lots of love from Peter in Capaldi. Well, Peter, yes, you certainly can have that, because we've got it in the archive. And here it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. I'm sorry. Well, actually, part of you is going to really like it and say, God, please listen to this lady. And the other part is going to say, uh-uh, not me. And it's this. Are you ready? We need to rest. We need to take more breaks. Because, you see, taking breaks is actually part of life. It's part of being active. It's part of being productive and having endurance. It's part of being creative. It's part of being happy. So what I hope to convince you of today in this talk is that you should be taking breaks on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a yearly basis. And if you do, you'll be a better person. Okay, so we need to take breaks, but it's not just you. Every person, every plant and animal on this earth needs to take breaks. And here's why. Here's the earth spinning on its axis. Imagine every day we get the night and the day from the earth spinning on its axis. It tells us when to be up, in this up state where we get to go out in the world and explore and find our riches. And in the down state, right, the nighttime, we get to go home, check all these things out, and then go to sleep and dream about them.
Whoop, whoop. That is a big hitter. What a classic. How good is that to hear on a Friday afternoon on the radio? Sarah Mednick's TED Talk on sleep there, playing that for the UK Bog Snorkeling Society Knees Up people. Coming from Peter, as I say, in Capaldi. Now, if you'd like to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Next, we'll bring you guest action, but before we do, let's have a clip from the film he's promoting.
Racing data, tire pressure, downforce, weight distribution, aerodynamics, the racing world is changing.
And make way for the undefeated Racing Champion, the Diva of Demolition, Miss Ritter!
So, good afternoon. Now, I'm very pleased to be joined by an actor who excelled in one episode of Arrested Development, where he was student number two in 2005. And someone who, for me, will always be the definitive skateboarder in the 2009 comedy drama The Last Hurrah. It's Armie Hammer. Hello, Armie Hammer.
You know, I've been chasing those dragons, trying to get to that place again.
I know.
Since I was 18 years old. It's really all downhill from there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the dizzy heights. I mean, you know, I mean.
By the way, you know how the funny thing about that movie where I play skateboarder, because I didn't even sound familiar when you said it, is because I was in an acting class when I was like 18, 19 years old with this wonderful actress and comedian named Kate McCucci.
Right.
And she said, "Armie, I think I'm right by your house." And I said, "Where? How funny." She goes, "We're like literally right by your house." So I jumped on my skateboard and just skateboarded over there, said hi to Kate, and apparently as I was leaving, there's just like one quick shot of me like through a window, like going by on a skateboard, and they're like, "Yep, credit, there you go."
That's it. It's an on-screen appearance. That's what you get. Yep. Yeah.
By the way, and at that point in my career, I don't think I had a single credit to my name, so I was probably extremely grateful.
Well, there's a lot now. Nicely segued, by the way, into now. Cars 3, that's what we're talking about, obviously.
Yeah.
So you're the young upstart rival then in this.
I am. I'm the new guy. You know, I'm that sort of unavoidable character who is going to show up and is going to be younger and faster and smarter than you and is going to make you question, what are you doing here? Yeah. And that's exactly where we find ourselves with Cars 3.
And is it about, you talk us through it, but essentially I get from it there's that sense of, it's about getting old, isn't it, a little bit, and about sort of that new generation that happens to us all. You know, eventually, yeah. Coming up behind
us. It is.
Yeah.
It is about that, but at the same time, it's a Pixar movie, so you know it's also about 10 other things.
Yeah.
But the concept of aging gracefully as someone who is trying to age gracefully now was really attractive to me. You know, that idea of if you get hung up on anything in your life, whether it be the glory days of when you were an athlete or when you were in school and you were on the dean's list or whatever it is, you got to let that go and move on to the next season in your life. And that's what Lightning McQueen is trying to figure out how to do. But then there's also, you know, my daughter, who's 2.5 now, walks around in a Cruz Ramirez shirt. She's sort of like the female protagonist of the movie. And the message for her is, you can do anything you want to do. Like, don't listen to people who tell you can't do it.
Yeah.
You know? And I love that message of empowerment, especially as the father of a young daughter.
And did you say 2.5 now?
Yep, 2.5 and a 6-month-old. So there's no sleep in our house.
There is no sleep in your house. I've got a 7 and a 5. So the sleep's all right now, but now there's just now you come downstairs to find they've made a cafe out of everything you own. And this morning I found the 5-year-old trying to make strawberry milk by squashing strawberries into milk and crushing them up, which he then drank and had a stomachache. So, you know, it just carries on.
By the way, that actually, I bet if you took some cream and mashed up some strawberries and like froze it in an ice cube tray.
That's a good shout.
Yeah, you could do something.
I don't want them going anywhere near the freezer. Last time they tangled with the freezer, you know, I just kept finding various toys in it for months. Mm-hmm. They're sort of all frozen at the back.
Our last freezer fiasco, our daughter opened the freezer and closed it almost all the way.
Oh.
But a nice little, about an inch gap around the seal, and everything melted. Everything.
It would, yeah. I think they were inspired by the film Frozen. That's
going on. Nice Pixar tieback. I like it.
There you go. I'm a professional, Army. I know why.
Actually, that might just be Disney, but anyway.
Yeah, I think it is. Let's gloss over that.
It's Disney Pixar. It's all part of
it. It's all part of the same family. How was it coming into this? Because it's a franchise. That's what we have to call it. When you talk to actors who've done voice work for animation and stuff, you don't see the other actors, do you? Or did you?
Never. I never even wore shoes the whole time I was doing it. It's really kind of a laid-back process where, you know, you can't go in and record for more than 5 hours at a time because you'll blow your voice out and then they won't even get anything that's usable anyway. So you're kind of in for short gaps as opposed to making a live-action film where you might be, you know, on 12, 13, 14-hour days. It's a lot of fun, man. You get to go in a sound booth and you lay some stuff down. There's a giant monitor with everybody at Pixar's face on it. It's very kind of like Orwellian. They're all watching you in this booth, you know.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's all, and the way you get into it is very kind of cloak and dagger, which is fun. Someone will call you and go, "Do you want to be in a Pixar movie?" And you say, "Oh yeah, sure. What's the movie?" "We can't tell you that." "Oh, okay. What's the part?" "We can't tell you that either." "Okay, well, in that case, where do I sign?" And then they say, "Well, you'll do it?" And you go, "Yeah, of course I'm going to do it. It's a Pixar movie." And then they say, "Well, come on up." And then you fly up to Pixar and they show you the campus, and basically you get to see behind the curtain how the magic's all made.
Yeah. Is it right that you you dropped out and were sort of half disowned by your parents before this whole acting lark kicked in? Is that true?
Yeah, I definitely didn't finish high school, but it wasn't because I was lazy and didn't want to go to school. It was because I knew what I wanted to do. I had already sort of decided at that point that I was going to go into the entertainment industry, so I could spend my last little bit of time in high school doing elective courses like woodshop and pottery, or I could get out of there and go sort of attend acting conservatories or get into any sort of acting schools I could.
Was this pre-skateboard?
This is pre-skateboard.
Yeah.
Hence why I was on a skateboard, not in a car. Yeah.
You still got your skateboard, by the way. That's
I still have a skateboard. I'm now old enough to the point where I know if I'm on a skateboard, the only point it serves is to make for a funny video of me falling. So I've wisened up. I'm not really riding it that much.
Listen, I want to ask a favour of you. It's a bit cheeky, but if you don't mind. A friend of mine's son, he's called Jack Whitehead, right? Biggest fan in the world of Cars. Just went to see Cars 3. And I said I'd ask you if you could say, hello, Jack Whitehead from Jackson Storm.
Absolutely. If we can then plug Richmond Rugby after that.
You can do whatever you like after that, frankly.
I love it. And what's it, Jack Whitehead?
Jack Whitehead.
Jack Whitehead, this is Jackson Storm coming at you to say I might be number one, but you are also number one.
Good work.
Go Richmond Rugby.
Consider it done. Listen, lovely to talk to you. I know you've probably been doing 8,000 of these and it must be bored out of your mind by now. But you're going to be.
That's all good, man. This is it's all part of the job.
I know. But honestly, really good to have you on. Thanks very much for joining us for that. Cars 3 is, of course, out. That is Armie Hammer, who plays Jackson Storm, the upstart, if you will, to Lightning McQueen. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to The Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
BT Sport brings you 42 live Premier League matches, exclusively live UEFA Champions League and the Ashes live from Australia. It's free for 12 months with BT Broadband. BT Broadband is available from $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract and $9.99 delivery. Join BT today. Be there. BT Sport. New customers, direct debit, $52.99 a month from month 13. Recontracting required. Offer ends 15th August. Terms apply.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600-watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase, always low prices.
The Belgian chocolate honeycomb iced frappe is back. Honeycomb, chocolate chunks, cream, and a drizzle of chocolate sauce. Then enjoy. Sunshine, sun cream, sunglasses, sun lounger, sunbathe, and then after sun. It's a quick burst of summer for only £2.49. The McCafe Iced range at McDonald's. Served until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
The Sky Bet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the southbound side of the M1 through Leicestershire. One lane down due to an accident between 19 at the Catthorpe interchange and junction 18 for the A5 and the rugby turn. Queues back towards Lutterworth at junction 20. Southbound M1 through Bedfordshire. Two lanes are closed. Recovery of a lorry is taking place between 12 at Flitwick and 11 at Dunstable for the A505. And the northbound M5 through Somerset, severe delays, two lanes are closed due to emergency repairs between 21 at Weston and 20 at Clevedon. That's the latest time, Stephen Beach.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, now have an amazing new £4 plan. Only available until Wednesday. 500 mega data, 500 minutes, 5,000 texts, £4 a month. That mobile's bursting more than the boarding gate for Benidorm.
Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. And now roam abroad in over 40 destinations for no extra cost. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet will do you proud. Standard UK minutes and texts. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offerings.
Wednesday!
Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, yes. Not only will we get you talking, but we'll get you reminiscing on Talk Radio on a Friday, because what we do now is test the brand loyalty of you, dear listener, to this programme. Have you been listening over the past 5 days? Find out if you've been listening carefully enough. With our end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
So on the line to have a go at it today is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello, Dan. How are you, Dan?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Yes, we're fine. Thank you very much indeed. You know, what are you up to, Dan? What are you doing and where are you?
So I'm at the gym, and I've done the first part of the things I was planning to do, wow. And after this, I'll do the second bit.
This is very good. What an excellent way to take a break. I mean, that's excellent, isn't it? A man goes to the gym, he thinks, right, I've done the first bit of the workout, what I'm going to do now is take part in a half-arsed, lame quiz on a radio station, and then go back to it. What have you been concentrating on in the gym, Dan?
So I'm training for an amateur boxing match. Oh. So I'm just trying to get my cardio back up and work on the bag a bit and stuff.
Wow. An amateur boxing match? How long have you been doing that?
So I've been doing it seriously for about a year, but I've been training for about 3.
Wow. All right. So when's the match?
So it's November the 11th in Nottingham.
Right. November the 11th in Nottingham. All right. And do you know, is your opponent sort of a worthy opponent? What's it? I mean, put your chances.
I honestly have no idea. It's a bit up in the air. All I know is that I've definitely got a fight, and I'm definitely he definitely better be ready.
Yeah, yeah, damn right. Oh, no, yeah. He started the talk now.
Yeah,
come
him,
on,
hit him. Or her.
Well, don't think that's how it works. All right, so although you know, quality it might. So here's what's going to happen, Dan. You'll get 3 questions, of course, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next. Because I know while you've been busy training, you've been listening, hanging avidly to every word of this show, haven't you? I mean, we know that. Good. Well, consider this a sort of metaphorical boxing match, if you will. It's you versus this quiz.
Hit it!
Or her!
Yeah, let's go.
So here,
3 rounds as well, perfect.
Yeah, it is, 3 rounds. here we go then, ding ding! with round 1, here we go. Question 1, Dan in Northampton. We start on Monday when we took to the streets to ask drunk people things about the news in our feature, Alco Vox Pops.
Sorry, excuse me, can I just ask you a question for some radio? Malia has banned boozy Brits from visiting Malia. How do you feel about that?
Terrible. I like being British and boozy. I don't know what Malia is.
It's their right to do so. I think if Brits are going to like behave like badly abroad, then absolutely, it's their right to ban us. We should behave better.
It's nothing to do with me.
I feel okay about it. I think Malia should be preserved as a historic and beautiful island of Greece. Is it Greece?
There we go, drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news, Dan. But when we asked one particular person about the potential dangers of chlorinated chicken, how did the person react? A, did they say, as a vegan, I'm going to have to start washing my vegetables in chlorine? B, if chlorine be the food of chicken, eat on? Or C, if chickens were being washed in leisure centres, I'd be more worried about urine than chlorine?
I think it's got to be C, hasn't it?
Let's find out.
Are we stripping chickens, then cooking them, then just putting them in a leisure centre? Because I'd be more worried about urine than chlorine at that point.
There you go, is the right answer, Dan. Well done. That is back to your corner. That's round one there.
Spit in a bucket.
Spit in a bucket, have a drink. And we'll get on with round two. Here it comes. Ding, ding. On Tuesday, as part of our regular section in which we give someone's Kickstarter project a kick up the arse by putting them on the radio to talk about it, we had two people behind emoji tarot cards come on and give us an emoji tarot reading. Here's me getting the first reading.
We have the Temperance card, which is represented by a dove emoji.
So that's an emoji of a dove. Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, emoji of a dove. And down here are just some emojis that kind of help interpret that card. So we've got the no smoking sign, avocado and a salad. So it's kind of saying in the past maybe you weren't a healthy eating, or you tried to give up smoking, or there's some kind of level of balance that you were trying to achieve.
Right, okay.
Which is that... Does that sound familiar?
Well, I've never smoked.
You've never smoked. So. Okay, so maybe it's about you as a person.
You fell over the other day, didn't you?
I did fall over.
That was a loss of balance.
Yeah. So that's true.
You're trying to rebuild that up.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I did fall over, that's true. Yeah. Mm. I fell off a child's slide. The details are too complex to go into now, Dan. But anyway, so Cornelius, hi Cornelius.
Hello.
Also got a reading from the emoji tarot. What emojis did he get and what did they mean? Is it A book, the eyes and a beer emoji, meaning he should stop coming into work hungover and being unable to read? B, did he get, when the cards were flipped, an alarm, a speech bubble and a poo, meaning that he should stop talking crap? Or did he get a love heart, a family emoji and a woman emoji, meaning that he likes to get off with his own mum?
You know, I think I was lucky enough to tune into this part, so yeah. I'm fairly sure it's B.
Let's find out.
In this case, we've got kind of an alarm emoji that's telling you to stop talking, and then I don't think I can say the name of this emoji on the radio.
I knew you were going to like that, John.
Oh, that's a turd.
Stop talking.
You turd.
Beep.
Yeah, there it was. Absolutely right. Back to your corner. Back to your corner. Yeah. Wipe him down with a towel.
Off, towel, yeah, off.
Towel him. Right. Spit in a bucket. Have a drink.
Take your gum shield out for 2 seconds, then put it back in.
Just for effect, really. And now... Ding, ding! It's time for round three. Yesterday, following the news that Kanye West was suing Lloyd's of London for lying about him, that's what he says they're doing, we thought it was a good idea to ask you for your can... Not you, Dan, but I mean listeners, for their Kanye West facts.
Alex says that Kanye West is Tuna King John West's younger brother. Jeff says that Kanye West once came third in a Kanye West Comes Third competition.
Kanye's debut single, Wannabe, was released in 1996 and subsequently became the national anthem for St. Kitts and Nevis in the Caribbean.
I've been there.
All right. And of course, we mentioned this one earlier, but it's worth repeating. Kanye West's real last name, which I didn't know, is Papadopoulos. Yeah, that's right. So why did he change that surname to West? Was it A, Dan, in Northampton, because he was conceived in Bristol? Because he's a big fan of the Pet Shop Boys and their song particularly Go West, or because he's a big fan of Virgin Radio's Jamie East?
I think it's the first two. I've got to, it can't be. It's got to be C.
Let's find out. In an interview with Zane Lowe on Beats One, he explained that he chose the name West because he's a huge fan of the former rock star and Virgin Radio presenter Jamie East. However, the name Kanye East was already taken, so he had to go for West. Is right!
Got it.
Very good.
Knockout.
Very, very good.
Throw the towel in.
Very
the
good.
The quiz should throw the towel
hold
in.
His arm in the air. Hold your arm in the air, Dan, in the gym. Hold your arm up. You are the world's... What weight are you,
heavy.
Dan?
Middleweight
quiz
middleweight
champion
of the week.
Of the week quiz.
Yeah.
And it's an honour to talk to you, Dan. Now,
thanks so much, yeah.
So we've just got to get your scores now.
Three.
Well done. Okay. Well done, you got three. You got three. Dan, best of luck for that fight in November. Why not come back and tell us how it's going? I think we want a regular update on that, Dan.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll sort that out. That's good. All right. Dan in Northampton. I'm going to call him this show's boxer. All of that and more, of course, can be heard on our brand new podcast, which will be available from later today. You will find it. Please do subscribe. Why not? Talkradio.co.uk, there'll be a link. iTunes, obviously, for the John Holmes in the Afternoon Talk Radio podcast, where you'll get all of the least worst bits of the past 5 days of show. Now, in the next half an hour, Fraser's here. He will be doing some films for us. It's all part of work experience punditry. Of course, there's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will bring you live music in the last half an hour of the programme. A busker dragged in from the streets, performing for us in the studio to take us musically into the weekend. But now at 2:31, Victoria has got the news. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Ireland's Prime Minister has warned Brexit is the challenge of our generation. Leo Varadkar used a speech in Belfast to say every single aspect of life in Northern Ireland could be affected by the outcome. He'll join other EU members for talks in October to discuss whether sufficient progress has been made on several issues.
It is my fervent hope that progress will have been made by then, but I do not underestimate for a second the enormity of the challenges that we face.
Australian police think a top Islamic State group commander ordered a group in Sydney to build a bomb and put it on a plane. The plan was for one of the men's brothers to unknowingly take it onto a flight. At least 16 trapped miners are trapped underground in Russia. More than 100 have been rescued after flooding at the site in Siberia this morning. Unite the Union says the engineering firm Delphi Diesel Systems is going to close a plant in Suffolk. 500 people will lose their jobs. A heatwave, which has killed at least one person in southeastern Europe, has prompted warnings in 21 countries. The temperatures have hit more than 40 degrees in some areas. People are being told to avoid the sun and drink plenty of water. And Neymar insists he hasn't joined Paris Saint-Germain just for the reported £500,000 salary every week. The Brazil forward is now the most expensive footballer ever. The weather, a mix of sunny spells and showers, feeling cooler for many with highs of 23 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. I'd say a little bit of personal feeling crept in just at the end there, didn't it, into that footballing story. A little bit.
No.
Just sort of went.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, he sort of went, he's insisted he's not joined. Where is it?
Paris Saint-Germain.
For how much?
A lot of money.
And then you went, a week?
Yeah.
Which just seemed to, a little bit of...
I'm just specifying that that's not his annual salary, that's his weekly salary.
Oh, okay, okay, fine.
That's all I was doing, just putting a little emphasis on the explanation.
But you think he's overpaid?
No.
You don't? You don't think he's paid enough?
No.
He's not paid. What?
No.
Anyway, Victoria there with
think how much bonus news Victoria would have to do to be paid that much.
It'd be like rolling bonus news.
Mm. We could do that if you want.
No.
Oh. Right, but speaking of which, in 1 hour, I'm not calling you a witch, in 1 hour's time, Victoria will be here with the bonus news, as we've just mentioned. That's to make the time up, because she gets paid not as much as him.
Neymar.
But the same.
Close, though. Close.
No, not but, at all
but,
close.
But the same.
A week.
She did.
He gets paid like £50 a minute.
A minute? See, there you go. More.
And the bonus news today is animal news. Victoria, have you started researching it?
Animal news.
Come on, Victoria. You've been in a meeting.
Oh, any gossip from the meeting?
No.
What was it about?
Me being bored talking about news.
You had a meeting about you being bored?
Well, no, I was just bored.
I'd like to
meeting.
Call a meeting out of boredom.
We were in the boardroom.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the place to do it. That's why they're called that.
They're boring.
Right, thanks, Victoria, who will be back with Animal News, of course. Work experience punditry on the way.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, it is 25 to 3. Fraser will be here very shortly with today's Well, I'm going to call it work experience punditry, and I'm going to call it that because that's what it is. Before that, actually, I'm going to throw open the lines. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is for today's speeches, of course. It's some request Friday. You're allowed to request speeches and talks. Not music, like on Radio 2, as I keep saying. So you stop sending us music requests. It's pointless. But you can send us requests for speeches and talks, because we're a talk radio station. And if we've got it in the archive, we'll play the banging anthems for you. Hi, John. We just got back from a funeral for our dear Trevor and Simon. They were such good gerbils. It would really liven up the wake if you were to play for us America's Biggest Problem, a TED Talk by Kirk Parsley, as that was playing the day we brought them home. We've cracked open the Campari and we'll shortly be starting a Buckaroo tournament. Best wishes from Dominic and his son Tom in Holland. Now, if you've got a speech or a talk, then of course you know where to come. Just as Dominic and Tom in Holland did, it's here for theirs.
I'd like to talk to you all about an enormous problem that we all share. And most of us aren't aware of it. And this problem, it's wrecking our health, our finances, our happiness, and even our relationships. But don't worry too much. We share this problem with over 100 million other Americans. So at least we're all in the same boat, right? Now, as the saying goes, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The good news is there's a natural solution to this problem. It's 100% effective. It's easy to use and it's free. Even better, the solution feels good. In fact, it can feel wonderful. And it improves our brains and our bodies. And here's the best part. It even improves our sex lives.
Yeah!
They are hitting the floor to that in Ibiza this weekend, I can tell you that.
Oh!
Kirk Parsley and his talk about America's biggest problem. Anyway, if you've got a speech or a talk, a banging anthem that'll get you in the mood for flying to Ibiza or Mallorca or wherever it is you're going to queue this weekend in the airport, then please do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now then, still to come on the programme, live music. We will be dragging a busker in from the streets of London. We will take them by the hand and lead them through the streets of London, bring them in here and force them, really, at microphone point to perform for you, to take you musically into the weekend. There is the big debate at 3 o'clock and there will be a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
He'll be in a lift in a while as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's the lift here, but he won't be alone. Also inside the lift will be many of the haters. Messages, missives, tweets, texts, all the people that dislike me personally or the show or anyone that works on it. We don't block them, we don't put it in the bin, we don't report them to the authorities or anything. We simply collect them and Con reads them out as the lift travels down through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. But before all that, it's time for work experience punditry. Fraser's here.
Hello.
No time to talk to him though, because we've got to take traffic and travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all eight Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 100mm Rockwall sound insulation slabs for only £14.99 ex-VAT per 2.88 square metre pack. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday, Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Who was the second Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? The second person to run a 4-minute mile? What about the second album you bought? Not sure. Here's something you will remember. Being one of the first to test drive the all-new Ford Fiesta, saving you £500. Simply visit your local Ford dealership before the 31st of August. Ford. Together, we go further.
Test drive a Ford vehicle between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017 and receive a £500 customer saving, including VAT, off the recommended on-the-road price of selected new Ford vehicles contracted and registered between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating Ford dealers.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in Derbyshire for the southbound side of the A38 at Ripley. It's closed due to a police incident between the A610 and the Coxbench turn-off heading towards Derby this afternoon. To the motorways, northbound side of the M5 in Somerset, severe delays. Two lanes are closed due to emergency repairs between junction 21 at Weston and 20 at Clevedon. Queue starts at 24. And the southbound side of the M1 at Leicestershire, a lane closed due to an accident. That's between 19 at Catthorpe and 18 at Rugby. I'm Stephen Beach.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, now have an amazing new £4 plan. Only available until Wednesday. 500 mega data, 500 minutes, 5,000 texts, £4 a month. That mobile's bursting more than the boarding gate for Benidorm.
Pick from a range of new 4G sim-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. And now roam abroad in over 40 destinations for no extra cost. Visit plus.net/mobile today. Plusnet, we'll do you proud. Standard UK minutes and texts. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offerings.
Wednesday!
Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we get us talking to Fraser about the films for the weekend that are on offer, let's bring you up to date on some of the news that there's a lot of. The Marcus Hutchins, he's not a hacker, he's the guy who saved the NHS from malware a couple of months ago. Do you remember that? When the WannaCry virus, and he in his parents' bedroom in Ilfracombe, he managed to find a kill switch and shut the whole thing down.
What are the chances of the kill switch being in that bedroom?
I know! It was just, that's the coincidence, he lived there.
Yeah.
It was under his bed. So, anyway, he's just been arrested by the FBI in America for something. So we were talking about that earlier. That's in the news. We're waiting to find out whether he's going to plead guilty or not guilty. Donald Trump, of course. There's talk of the grand jury being able to subpoena witnesses for the whole Russia inquiry. That's in the news as well today. There's a great deal to be had, but it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, don't you worry, Cornelius. We're here to help, as regular listeners know, by taking the news and rendering it simple, by exposing it, full frontal in many ways, to Japanese poetry. 5-7-5, that's the syllable arrangement. It's the news in haikus.
Work emails make me... millennials ill. They catch computer viruses.
The news in haikus. So, our work experiences, we have them just like you probably do at your place of work. But do you make yours sit in front of a microphone and review stuff? No, I doubt you do, because you probably don't work for a radio station. But we do, so we drag them away from whatever boring stuff they normally have to do and give them a chance at a leg up into the media. That's what we tell them. As you know, that's a lie. We just get them in because they're free. Fraser's here. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you back. So, you're doing films for the weekend?
I am indeed.
What are you got? Yes.
Well, I had the pleasure of seeing the Emoji Movie. Yeah, you may well laugh. Early this week. It came out last week. Directed by Tony Leondis. Starring James Corden, TJ Miller, Patrick Stewart, to name a few.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, respectable names. Mm. I'll set the scene for you in terms of what the story's actually about. Essentially, it's set inside a smartphone, obviously.
It's not a great start, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. The story follows Gene, a meh emoji. I don't even use emojis, so this is just, you know,
do you not?
Nonsense. I know, it's boring. I just use words.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Fraser. Use a word. Where's,
you know,
yeah.
You don't go around just making faces at people as communicate. I hate it. I can't. I'm not happy.
I would have recommended this film for you.
Well, you actually told me to watch this. Go on, you said I didn't have a choice. It was this one or... Yeah, that was it.
Or you don't get to come in.
So, anyway, so Gene, this emoji, does something wrong, and he tries to, like, break into the cloud or whatever it is. It's a mess. It's a mess. Some critics compared it to Inside Out, which was actually quite a good film. If you remember, that came out a year and a bit ago.
That was an excellent film.
Yeah, in a way that what they're trying to do is copy the same idea in a much more corporate, ham-fisted way.
I see, yeah.
And I thought, actually, it was quite like Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know if you ever saw Wreck-It Ralph. I
didn't see that.
Right, so that's a really good film set in, like, an arcade machine. And it's got really good, like, cameos from, like, Mario and like, other franchises such as that. However, with the Emoji Movie, it's should we just have a clip? Might do it better.
Let's take a clip.
Look, who just sent me a text? Addie McAllister? Dude, shh! She's right there!
That's Alex. And like every freshman in high school, his whole life revolves around his phone.
What should I write?
Be chill.
What?
Send her an emoji.
Okay, be cool.
Welcome to the world inside your phone. That's my home, Textopolis. Here, each of us does one thing, and we have to nail it every time. The Christmas tree just has to stand there, all festive.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, I mean, that's awful.
Yeah.
From that little bit.
Yeah. The film was 86 minutes long.
What time did you walk out?
I left at approximately, let me do the maths here, I think I must have left about 49, 50 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I nearly walked out halfway through that clip.
Yeah. So it's the first time I've ever left a cinema.
Yeah.
I paid about £10 for that.
Oh, what, you made you...
Yeah, I know.
Didn't even send you to a...
It's work experience, you know? I don't get paid for this. You know, I don't even get expenses.
Pay your own money. That's
so outrageous. Anyway, it's just a very, very bad film. It's a very like corporate nature about it. It's product placement everywhere, you know, Spotify, Dropbox, yeah. Candy Crush. I don't care. No. You know,
I mean, that bit of exposition at the beginning where they just said,
"Oh my god!"
Like every high school student's got to shut up.
On a scale of James Corden's other work, is it up there with the "We Buy Any Car" advert?
It's marginally better. No.
Confused.com.
It may be his worst performance, actually, as a voice actor.
And so you'd rather go see Confused.com?
Oh, yeah, the feature-length film. Yeah. I'd much rather see that. So, I would not recommend
I'm guessing the emoji you would review it with
is the turd.
Is the turd. Yes.
Anyway, we'll move swiftly on to The Circle. Which was, I'm pretty sure this is a director Netflix release, right. But it was released on DVD last week. Directed by James Ponsoldt and starring Emma Watson, John Boyega, Tom Hanks, and Karen Gillan, actually, which I thought was a bit of a left field choice. But essentially, this film's about social media and how it can breach privacy. But yeah, let's have another clip.
Okay.
Actually, yes.
The Circle.
We all pay taxes. And what, 80% of us did that online last year? Why not stop duplicating services? Why not just make it all part of one unified system? You could pay your taxes, vote, pay your parking ticket, all through your Circle account.
In the interest of sharing everything she can with the world, May has some news.
From now on, I'll be wearing a modified sea change camera at all times. I'm going fully transparent.
What?
I'm really glad that clip got chosen, actually, because it kind of sums up the film really well. So, basically, Emma Watson's character, May, is hired by The Circle, which is basically, imagine like a Facebook-Google mashup kind of thing, like a social media tech giant in America, in a fictional America. And, essentially, it's all about just lack of privacy, and Emma Watson's character, May, she goes through various things and ends up with a camera on her, which makes her fully transparent, as you heard in the clip, which essentially means that every single person in the world can see what she's doing at that time, which I found utterly terrifying.
So, I mean, not... Sorry, I was going along the lines of physically transparent.
No, you not mean, invisible.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what I was sort of going.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, not quite like that.
I see. So it's just her life is streaming online.
Right.
Online.
Right.
But that's nothing new. I mean, that sort of thing's been done in real life, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess it's literally like every second, every minute of the day. Right. So
Emma Watson going for a poo, that sort of thing.
So she gets 3 minutes to go to the toilet and turn the camera off. And then at the end of that 3 minutes, the camera automatically turns back on again.
Right.
It's weird because I thought the film was going to be like, oh my gosh, you know, this is the dangers of social media. You know, if it gets out of hand or whatever, there's no privacy for anybody. It's all going to be there. And it's like an overarching kind of like, you know, demonic kind of thing. Emma Watson's character was just like, was fine with it, didn't seem fazed by it at all, which I thought was utterly ridiculous and not really like an accurate human reaction. And then the climax of the film is really, really weak, actually. It builds you up for like the realization effect that, you know, social media is terrible. And then Emma Watson just says, yeah, we should keep on doing it. And that's it. That's the end of the film.
I mean, spoiler alert, but yeah, fine.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. It came out ages ago. You haven't seen it. Well, to be fair, I haven't really seen it, so... Oh, well.
But
I'd give it about a 5 out of 10,
right,
to be honest.
Okay.
I find Emma Watson isn't... I've never really particularly liked her as an actress. I can't really...
Yeah.
I just don't think she's
Is it because she's a
great
feminist?
No.
Is that what you don't like?
No, it is not, Con.
Are you sure?
No, it is not.
Okay. Just clearing that up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was never there to be cleared up, was it? You brought it up.
Well,
yeah.
You're the one on the defence.
What's the final film?
The final film was aired on ITV2 last night, and it's Horrible Bosses.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, even I've seen this.
What? Exactly. You've seen a film?
I've seen this, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So it's directed by Seth Gordon, starring Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston, Colin Farrell, Kevin Spacey, and Jamie Foxx.
I've forgotten all of those people are in it. Yes, of course.
Mm, yeah, and it's a really good cast. Yeah, let's just have a clip.
Yeah, let's have a Horrible Bosses.
Oh yeah, we got to trim some of the fat around here.
Trim the? What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people.
What?
They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at.
Mr. Harkin, can I speak to you?
Yeah, sure, what is it?
You know, for months you've been hinting that I was in line for that promotion.
And look how hard you've been working.
What, were you just lying to me?
Lying? No, Nick. Motivating.
Right, that's, Horrible Bosses, which I do remember, but not enough. But yes, I remember liking it at the time.
Yeah, so this film completely passed me by, actually, when first came out. So for me, it was a thoroughly new experience. And I actually really enjoyed it. Not sure that's because of the quality of films I'd just seen previously.
That might have something to do.
But I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's got like jokes and stuff, you know, and not stunt and like stilted acting. But yeah, the cast is great. Kevin Spacey is in particular. I love Kevin Spacey as an actor. Actually, I think he's absolutely fantastic. And he's really good in this.
He's the horrible boss, isn't he?
He is one of the three bosses. Yeah, it's him.
That's right, there are three horrible bosses.
Yeah, it's him, Jennifer Aniston, and Colin Farrell.
Are the three
horrible bosses. And essentially, these guys go who all work for these underneath these bosses. They're all mates, and they decide right what we're going to do about it. And then they decide, under the influence of alcohol and a convicted criminal, to kill each other's bosses, which is quite drastic, to be honest. But the way the plot's actually developed, I think it's really good. It's very original for when it came out. And I really enjoyed it. Really funny moments in there. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is great.
Yeah. All right. Well, the second one wasn't as good.
I haven't seen it. So, yeah, this,
but
I heard
it was
all right.
It's not as good. My recommendation to you.
Thank you. Watch something which is okay.
Can I apologise again on behalf of everyone at Talk Radio for making you spend your own money to go and see one of the worst films ever made?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough as an apology to pay you back, but it is technically an apology.
So it's a pretty half-hearted apology, though.
Pretty much. Fraser, thank you very much indeed.
No worries at all. My pleasure.
For coming in for nothing. Fraser, with work experience, punditry in the next bit of the programme. Well, it's 3 o'clock, isn't it? So it's going to be the big debate at three after that. Con, hello, Con.
Hello.
We'll be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. That's Con descending. And live music on the way as we drag a busker in from the streets to take you into the weekend. With tunes and Victoria's bonus news as well. All on the way, coming up to 3 o'clock though, the news is next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs, and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in the Sun on Sunday. The Sun. We live it.
If you're in danger in the water, the RNLI will do everything we can to get to you as quickly as possible. But you have to help.
Because the first minute is the most crucial. If you unexpectedly fall into cold water, you'll instinctively try to swim hard. But don't. Chances are, cold water shock will make you gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water, and you'll drown.
So you have to fight your instinct to swim. Float until the cold water shock's passed, and you'll have a far better chance of surviving. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
The Skybet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At three, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Irish PM's Brexit warning, ambulance staff bullied and a European heatwave.
Talk Radio.
The new Irish Prime Minister has put pressure on the British government's Brexit negotiations. Speaking in Belfast, he said time's running out for both sides to agree on the first stage of talks on the divorce before moving on to stage two in October. Richard Tice, co-chair of the Leave Means Leave group, thinks the whole process is taking too long.
The idea of negotiating 1 week in full, which seems to be what's going on at the moment, you know, it just isn't good enough. It needs to be accelerated. They should be negotiating 24/7. You know, it's important to EU businesses. It's important to UK businesses. Let's get on with it.
Australian police think a top Islamic State commando was ordering a group in Sydney to build a bomb and put it on a plane. The plan was for one of the men's brothers to unknowingly to him take it onto an Etihad Airways service. But the plot was abandoned and two men have now been charged over it. Greg Barton is a terrorism scholar at Deakin University in Melbourne.
The federal police said that they responded to this threat by putting a dummy bomb through of the same configuration, and every time it went through international airport security, it was found. So they said they're fairly confident.
A highly critical report has revealed some female NHS ambulance staff have been hounded for sexual favours in return for promotions, while 2 in 5 members of staff at South East Coast Ambulance Service said they'd experienced bullying in the last year. The Trust chief executive says the problem won't be tolerated. If you're going to southern Europe to get some sun, you're being warned there's a heatwave affecting 21 countries. A severe weather warning is in place, with temperatures expected to go above 40 Celsius in places like Italy, Switzerland and Croatia. And after a wave of criticism, Arsenal's majority shareholder has ordered all big game hunting content to be removed from a new online TV service he owns. Labour leader and Gunners fan Jeremy Corbyn joined animal welfare groups in condemning the My Outdoor TV app when it was launched in the UK.
Those trophy killings. The only trophies Arsenal are getting.
Technically, Arsenal is trying to say they're not linked in any way to the TV station.
Yeah, but they're also called the Gunners, right? Yeah. And they're used for shooting animals. So the links are already there.
Typical Arsenal losing out on more trophies. Yeah.
Is that a football joke?
Yeah, because they don't win anything. I think they won the FA Cup.
They should be on TalkSport.
I should. Hawksby and Jacob and Con.
Jacobs.
And
surely you should
Mendes.
Be Mendes, yeah.
And Mendes.
Off you go. Right, so let's have the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
They're on an OB today. I don't know where they are.
Stamford Bridge?
Really?
I think so.
Fine.
Why?
Football.
Right. Victoria's got the weather.
A mix of sunny spells and showers. Feeling cooler for many with highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria's here with bonus news in under half an hour. Today we bring you animal news. What have you started to delve into the world of the creatures?
No. Oh. There's one story I found, but yeah. I don't think I should talk about it on air.
Oh.
What is it?
To do with bestiality.
Yeah.
No, you definitely shouldn't talk about that.
No.
I mean, that's not the sort of animal news we want, if I'm honest with you. Step away from that.
Yeah.
Great. So now here's... who is it now?
Dibble.
Got the pre-recorded sport, Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. The world's most expensive footballer, Neymar. has denied leaving Barcelona out of anger at Lionel Messi's stardom there. The Brazilian's been speaking at a press conference organised by Paris Saint-Germain, who've paid £200 million to bring the striker to France.
It's not because I didn't feel like I was the star at FC Barcelona and that I wanted to be the big star. No, no, I felt really well in Barcelona. So this is not what I'm looking for here in Paris.
England's cricketers are facing a battle to stabilise their first innings against South Africa in the final test match. The hosts reached 92 for 1 before two quick wickets left them 92 for 3 at Old Trafford. Following Vladimir Klitschko's retirement from boxing yesterday, Anthony Joshua has been ordered to defend his WBA heavyweight title against Luis Ortiz of Cuba. The fighters have been given 30 days to make arrangements. And don't forget, the championship season begins tonight on our sister station Talk Sport. All the build-up to Sunderland versus Derby starts at 7 o'clock. That's one of four live matches this weekend across Talk Sport and Talk Sport 2, the last being Arsenal against Chelsea in the Community Shield on Sunday. I'm Talk Radio's Alex Dibble doing the sports news for Talk Radio.
Dibble.
I'm no traitor!
Dibble. Let's crack.
Is he okay?
I think he's ill. Let's crack on with the show.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
My goodness me, would you look at the time. It's time for the big debate. Another day, another moped crime, as now some thieves have mugged an on-duty paramedic for her mobile phone from the back of a moped. The problem of criminals going equipped with mopeds has increased exponentially in recent weeks, as more and more criminals don't mind looking nowhere near as cool as they would if they had a motorbike instead. Critics, of course, have blamed the repeal of strict stop-and-search procedures, where police had the right to stop and search someone if they had reasonable grounds to suspect that they were on a moped or carrying a moped, a hidden moped, about their person. In this country, anyone can simply buy a moped across the counter, although they are fairly heavy to lift over. So is the answer to ban mopeds altogether or restrict the sale of mopeds to people who aren't criminals? Well, on the line, calling Talk Radio, is Walrus. Good afternoon, Walrus.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, it's the most excellent afternoon indeed.
Well, now, you've called in with no intention at all of discussing mopeds at all, am I right?
Absolutely none. I never discuss them on principle.
Right. Okay. So what have you called in to discuss instead?
I thought tongues would make a suitable subject for today's discussion, John.
Tongues. You are...
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes. No, I have seen some of this in the news. You are calling, as is your lobby, for an end to tongues. This is not to be confused with tongs, you know, sort of for grabbing things, but tongues inside the mouth.
Tongues, yes, inside the mouth, yes.
So tell me what it is you don't like about them and what you want to see done.
Okay, well, you know, it's a classic case, John. It's a classic case of design by committee, the tongue is. It's like a group of consultants all came together and decided to try and make a multifunctional mouth tentacle and just screwed it all up.
Right.
I mean, the tongue tries to do too many things at once. So just this morning, I found that my own tongue was simultaneously licking the castor oil off some raisins,
yes,
attempting to negotiate a nipple, and form the sentence, surely there are better ways to get on to Bake Off than this. It just adds to the general confusion, John. That's what tongues do. They add to the general confusion.
Tongues add to the general confusion. Mel is on the phone. She, or he, let's find out, has called in. Hello, Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hi, John. I was just giving a debate-winning example there of why we need the tongue.
Right, sorry, are you a he or a she, just so we're clear?
A he.
Right. Thank you. And it is an example of why we need the tongue, isn't it, that? Because you, without it, you would be saying these words, but they'd more or less sound like this. And we wouldn't be able to understand you.
Yeah.
That would be an improvement, I think.
Well, already that's getting personal.
This guy sounds like a repressed Puritan prude, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I like licking things. I just do. Tongues gave us life.
Yeah.
Not literally, but I mean, what is life without taste?
Yeah.
It's talk radio.
Yeah. That's fair. You make a very fair point. Here's a question, though. If we got rid of tongues, walrus, what are you calling for? How would one lick ice cream? Because, and here's the problem, if you don't lick ice cream, you are going to have an explosion, not literally, but a sort of a metaphorical explosion, an abundance of ice cream. I mean, the way that we get rid of ice cream is to lick it. And if you can't, we are going to be overrun by ice cream, isn't it?
Well, there's two things I can say about that. One is that I actually prefer to suck ice cream in rather like a kind of a longish ice tunnel.
Right.
And then wear the cone as a hat. The other thing I could say is that I'd replace the tongues with an advance, which would be the Swiss Army tongue.
Right.
Now, the Swiss Army tongue, it would have a feather for more intimate occasions.
Yes.
A spoon for ladling potatoes. A dictaphone, and of course the phone also, speech recognition software, and a special device for licking horses' hooves out of stones.
Right. So that would all be encompassed in the mouth, but although it would function in these many ways, you're going to call it, you still use the word tongue there. You Swiss Army...
One does have to give a sop to the traditionalist.
Okay, well, Mel's a traditionalist, aren't you, Mel? So come back on that.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think we need to look at the purpose of the tongue, John. The tongue's job is to educate, inform, and entertain. If I can ask him a question, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That depends on what the woodchuck union says. You'd have to ask them.
Because this is a classic tactic we see from lefty loonies like him. The important thing is that those woodchucking jobs go to British workers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a tongue twister.
Right. So is there any... What I'm trying to get at, I think... Let's get to the root of the tongue, because you, Walrus, are using yours to speak to us now, and that is typical leftism.
It's typical leftism, I agree. There is that. I mean, they could say, I would like to plant my tongue firmly in my cheek.
Yeah.
And do it that way. But I've seen people with their tongues. When I worked on a doctor and the tongue planted firmly in a cheek ward at my local hospital, I saw people with their tongues planted firmly in their cheeks. And it's not
pretty, is it?
It wasn't pretty. No, yeah. The promise didn't live up. The reality didn't live up to the dream, John.
No. What about getting...
You've got a silver tongue, John, haven't you?
It's silver plated more than silver, yes.
I mean, I'm sorry that this guy don't got one like you and me, but that's him problem.
Yeah.
You know, the government wants to get rid of tongues. We know that. There's a subversive campaign and a conspiracy. They're putting estrogen mimickers into the water to make us infertile so that, immigrants can take over the country.
Right, yeah. I mean,
actually, the government is doing something. I saw this. It was scrawled on the side of a bus about the NHS. So after Brexit, we'll have so much money that we'll have all our tongues removed personally by Boris Johnson and Theresa May with a pair of strong and stable pliers.
Yeah. Or they could use tongs. You could remove a tongue with a tong.
That's a bit French, to be honest, John. A pair of strong and stable pliers, that's the way to do it.
All right. What do you make of the notion that young people, should we follow down this route, young people today just simply can't afford to get on the tongue ladder?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a disgrace. We need more tongues. Some places they're transplanting ox tongues so that people can have one.
Yeah.
I mean, my friend couldn't afford any. He had to get them on Green Shield stamps. Remember those?
Yes, indeed I do. Yeah. And of course, then the irony was he couldn't lick them.
Yeah.
Well, ox tongues, right? Ox tongues, that's an environmental catastrophe. I mean, it's really unfortunate for the ox. The only animal in the world whose tongue tastes quite like trifle, which is why they're being harvested by the millions.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is happening a lot in Sweden at the moment, isn't it? They're harvesting...
Elk. Harvesting awkward pauses.
Yeah, and because elk tongue tastes of eaten mess, doesn't it?
It's part of that. It's that ABBA song as well. The winner tongues it all.
Yes,
that's about that.
Well,
I think
that's a good prize.
Yeah, but it's always the biggest critics like this guy The repressed ones that then you find out about in the papers, they're the perverts behind closed doors, spreading peanut butter on themselves and letting the dog's tongue explore them.
I beg your pardon. I don't do that behind closed doors. I do that in my local park.
Well, at least you admit it, sir. I'll give you that.
Well, it's—I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? It's a debate that does bring.
You can run and run.
Well, it can, and it will for about another 35 seconds. But I wonder if we could look at the history of this, of course, because we know that tongues were first discovered when Ian Fleming, the brother of Alexander Fleming. Alexander Fleming, of course, discovered penicillin, but Ian Fleming left a mouth in a Petri dish overnight, didn't he? And when he got back to it in his lab, he found that there was a tongue growing there, which is why he went and wrote the James Bond novels. So, you know, so the history of it's interesting, isn't it, Mel?
Well, I heard that they were brought back by Sir Francis Drake and presented to Queen Victoria, and she wrapped her tongue lovingly around her Prince Albert.
Well, and there we must
ceremony.
There we must leave.
That's
the
outrageous.
Leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Mel?
Ken Dodd.
Thank you. Walrus.
Balalaika fluid.
Thank you very much indeed. For that. Well, that's the debate. Tongues, do we need them? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got charm bracelets and cream puffs. Why do we need tongues? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes and you're listening to The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all eight Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 27p each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. Yeah! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The Skybet Super Boost window. From the 3rd to the 15th of August, there's 13 days of epic offers to kick off the new football season, where odds just get bigger and better. So check out the latest Soccer Saturday Super Boost. Fulham, Portsmouth and Bradford all to win was 5-1 and is now super boosted to 10-1 for new and existing customers. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max bet applies. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds. Eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The Belgian chocolate honeycomb iced frappe is back. Honeycomb, chocolate chunks, cream, and a drizzle of chocolate sauce. Then enjoy. Sunshine, sun cream, sunglasses, sun lounger, sunbathe, and then after sun. It's a quick burst of summer for only £2.49. The McCafe iced range at McDonald's. Serve until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to emergency repairs. That's on the M5 southbound between Junction 3 and Junction 4 around Bromsgrove. In Somerset, severe delays, two lanes closed and queuing traffic is due to emergency repairs on the M5 northbound. That's between Junction 21 and Junction 20 around Weston-super-Mare. Congestion is back to Junction 24 and travel time is around 2 hours. And elsewhere in Somerset, the M5 northbound lane is closed on the exit slip road. Slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 23. I'm Sammy Jolo.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes, as that little bit of production seemed to correctly point out. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. Do we need tongues anymore? They've been with us for centuries. Should we not have developed something better, such as the multifaceted Swiss Army tongue there that Walrus, who called in, was very much advocating? Cornelius, you've got some reactions that have been coming in, I understand.
John, we rely on tongues for buds. We can't simply rely on flowers for buds. They wouldn't be enough buds in the world, because they both have buds. And that's what she said on Twitter, has said, I lick myself with my tongue. How can you lick your own tongue?
Interesting. So there we are. That's what you think. If you can keep your actions coming in, we'll take them. 8-7-2-2 You're trying to lick your own tongue.
Quite relaxing. Everyone do it at home along with me. Everyone lick your own tongues.
It is relaxing.
It is, isn't it?
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, you need to get out of this room and go to the lift, clutching the haters' texts and tweets, for that feature is on the way. Before it, though, that's right, it's Some Request Friday. Your chance to get a speech or a talk that means a lot to you or a loved one played on the radio. We can't do it with music, as is usual, because we're a speech radio station. So get in touch with your speeches and talks. Here's one that has come in here. Hi, John, Con, Marta, Millie, and VB. That's Victoria Bourne. Happy birthday, Chloe, they write as well. I've just finished playing five-a-side for my local knitting club. We smashed the bridge club 7-0, and Wendy won man of the match. Gwan the needles! Could you please play Life-Saving Scientific Tools Made of Paper, which is a talk by Manu Prakash, of course it is, for the whole team. Big yourself up. Love from Barbara in Windsor. Well, Barbara, yes, we can. Just for you, here it is. Life-Saving Scientific Tools Made of Paper.
There are 1 billion people on this planet who live with absolutely no infrastructure, no roads, no electricity, and thus no healthcare. Also, there are 1 billion kids on this planet that live in poverty. How are we supposed to inspire them for the next generation of solution makers? There are healthcare workers that we put on the line to fight for infectious diseases to protect us with absolutely bare minimum tools and resources. So as a lab at Stanford, I think of this from a context of frugal science and building solutions for these communities. Often we think about being able to do diagnosis under a tree, off-grid. I'll tell you 2 examples today of new tools. One of them starts in Uganda. In 2013, on a field trip to detect schistosomiasis with Foldscopes, I made a minor observation. In a clinic in a far remote area, I saw a centrifuge being used as a doorstop. I mean, quite literally, the doorstop. And I asked them, and they said, oh, we don't actually have electricity, so this piece of junk is good as a doorstop.
There it is. That's Manu Prakash, of course, with his legendary speech anthem, Life-Saving Scientific Tools Made of Paper. A lot of people texting and going, I haven't heard this for ages. What a great speech to hear on the radio that is. And isn't it, though, for a Friday, sort of into the biggest holiday season. So we play that for, that was for Barbara in Windsor. But if you would like to hear a speech or a talk, then do get in touch with us. Now, here's what's coming next. People have got in touch for other reasons, and that is because, well, the haters, they are the haters, and the haters gonna hate. The haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Yep, we don't dismiss the haters' texts and tweets and so on and so forth. We don't block it, we don't report it, we don't print it off and screw it up and throw it in the bin and cry. We don't do none of those things. We're not Ed Sheeran, we don't leave social media if we get a bit upset about it. We embrace it, and what we do is we do print it out, but we give it all to Cornelius, to Con, and he takes it hither and thither to the lift here in the building at Talk Radio, and then reads it all out loud as it travels downwards through the building. It's the feature we like to call Con Descending. And, of course, He should be in the lift now. Cornelius, are you in the lift? Hello, Cornelius.
Howdy, John. Here I am in the lift, where I've just changed it from TalkSport, Hawksby and Jacobs OB from somewhere, to this.
Nothing brushes up against the fruit and veg as it passes through. Presumably. Oh.
It's an advert break on Asian FX Radio.
Great.
Right, let's begin. Or turn that down a bit. Okay. John, I was caught up in the airport queue this week. It was more entertaining than your show, said Sean. This one is from Alex, who says, John, I get confused. The website says you're only on for 3 hours, but it seems so much longer, which was a text we got in on Tuesday. John Holmes on talk radio, because that's what the airways need. More idiots giggling. This is from Michael, who says, yes, the two mics on talk radio in the afternoon for the next 2 weeks. Better than that moron who's on at the moment. Oh, Bob Mills is in the lift. Bob, we're on the radio. Come in. He's coming. How are you? You right?
I'm very well, yes. Good.
His producer Ellis here as well.
Hello.
Okay, we're just reading out insults that John gets to his show.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to read this one out?
I could make some up if you want.
This one is.
From the handovers, I'm starting to think that John Holmes may be a bit of a Julia Hartley Brewer apologist.
Very insulting, Elif. Do you want to have a go at this one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy your holiday, John. I hope you get caught in a 3-hour-long boring queue at the airport, as then you'll know how us listeners feel listening to your show. Oh,
come in. Right. Lovely stuff. Well, two more people have joined us in the lift. Hi, what are your guys' names?
Amika.
Marnie, we're on the radio at the moment. Can you just read this out for me? This one.
Lower ground.
This one?
Yeah.
John plays lots of music underneath him to compensate for him not for not being that funny or interesting.
That was from Victoria Bourne, our newsreader. There's space for one more. We're in a very crowded lift now. Marnie, do you want to read this one?
Which
one?
Near the door.
This one here.
I've just seen a photo of a paid intern, Cornelius. He looks as he sounds.
I wasn't sure whether to include that, but I was I'd be informed that is an insult. And finally, this was on a website forum for Radio Geeks. You know who I reckon could take over John's show? Chris Moyles. I think he'd be a really good speech presenter. Back to you in the studio, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, and thank you, the haters that are gonna hate. Technically, if you've heard Chris's show, he already is a speech presenter. Anyway, thank you very much. If you'd like to join in... That was a crowded lift, wasn't it? If you'd like to join in with any of that abuse, then, well, quite simply, you can get in touch with us in the following ways. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
Yeah, very, very crowded lift, especially with Bob Mills in it. Right, so... Chloe said that through the window. She said that in my ear there. Chloe said that. Right, so a bit insulting, I think, Chloe. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you live music. Live the music shall be. As part of our busker sessions, we drag a busker in from the streets of London. We take them by the hand and lead them through the streets of London. And put them in front of the microphone right here to play music for us. That is what we do on a Friday. It's music to take you into the weekend. My weekend doesn't actually start yet because I have, from here, have to go downstairs in this building in order to present Drive Time on Virgin Radio, Marta. That's what I've got to do.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's right.
You work so much.
Well, you know, I don't really have a life of such. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to do that on...
Makes sense.
On drive. Two mics, by the way. The two mics that, who were mentioned in the bit there are indeed on Talk Radio next week. That's absolutely true. Cornelius is going to be working with them. I'm led to understand, but he's back from the lift now, Cornelius. He's just coming back into the studio. And I mention it because Cornelius has been working hard on his impression of the two mics. Haven't you, Cornelius?
Sorry, what?
I was just talking about you working on your impression of the two mics that you've been doing.
Yeah.
If you're familiar...
That was an off-air thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an off-air thing, but I brought it to air. Yeah, so the two mics...
Yes.
Whose names are Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike.
Yeah. One of them talks like this.
No, you're wrong. No, and here's why you're wrong.
And the other one goes like this.
Oh, no, not really.
And when like they're that. Talking to each other in the conversation, it goes like this.
Welcome to Talk Radio. This is Mike, one of the mics, and I'm joined by Mike. Good evening. Good evening. we're going to be talking Chelsea. Chelsea are really good. No, you're wrong. Chelsea are not very good. You're completely wrong, and I don't believe it. Well, no, Chelsea are very good.
Actually,
I disagree.
We don't need them to be here for 2 weeks because you just heard it there. It's fine. Anyway, now in the next bit, music, as I say. This bit, though, because there's also bonus news on the way, but this bit is where Victoria does the actual news on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Two policemen and two pilots accused of misusing a police helicopter to film naked sunbathers and a couple having sex have been cleared of all charges. Their colleague, PC Adrian Pogmore, admitted misconduct in a public office after shooting the footage from the South Yorkshire Force helicopter. Ireland's Prime Minister has given his first speech in the UK on the impacts of leaving the EU. Leo Varadkar quoted the chief Brexit negotiator in Brussels while speaking in Belfast.
If the challenge of the First World War was the challenge of that generation, I think perhaps the challenge for our generation is Brexit. The Brexit negotiations are now well underway in Brussels. And to quote Michel Barnier, the clock is now ticking.
In October, he'll join 26 other EU leaders to discuss progress on three key issues: citizens' rights, the financial settlement, and issues relating to Ireland. Australian authorities claim an Islamic State group commander ordered an alleged terror plot targeting a plane. They say parts of a bomb were sent in air cargo from Turkey for the attack, which didn't go ahead. 4 in 10 staff at an NHS ambulance trust say they've experienced bullying in the last year, while a number of female workers said they'd been groped or been hounded for sexual favours in return for promotion at the South East Coast Ambulance Service. The chief executive of Seacom says he's truly disappointed and upset by the findings of the report. And someone has come forward to claim Friday's £51.7 million EuroMillion jackpot. Earlier, Camelot revealed a UK ticket holder had scooped the prize. If won by one person, it made them richer than Ed Sheeran. The weather: showers in the north and west as well as Wales tonight, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be some heavy downpours in Wales, central and southern England. Going to be drier elsewhere with highs of 19. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
And it's time for Victoria's bonus news. The reason it even exists is because Victoria's bulletins, while impressive at first, after a while, seem to shrink in size. They were 3 minutes long. They are now
2 minutes
long. That's right. But she still gets paid the same, which is not fair.
Right decision.
So instead, she makes the time up with bonus news, animal, vegetable and mineral to cover everything off. Today we bring you...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
A father has bought his three daughters a zoo with 300 animals, including lions, leopards and crocodiles. So Dean Tweedy relocated his family from Kent after buying the Animalarium Borth Zoo in Ceredigion.
Where?
The Animalarium Borth Zoo in Ceredigion.
Where's Ceredigion?
It's Wales.
Oh, right, didn't I?
Have I not said it right?
No, I don't know.
You have, actually. You probably have. Quite impressed.
You probably have. I just don't know.
You never heard of Ceredigion?
Never.
Ceredigion.
How are you spelling it?
Ceredigion.
Okay, if I'd seen it written down, I might have thought Welsh.
Lly.
Lantacilio gogogo. All right, fine, good.
Yeah, so Dean...
Are you sure it doesn't say Cardiff?
No, because they're different places.
Okay,
I
fine.
Think Ceredigion's North Wales or Mid Wales.
West.
So Cardiff is south. Know.
Chloe's saying West Wales in my
West
ear.
West Wales, okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely oh, not got, near Cardiff. Right. It's a different place.
I think you should have just gone with Wales, but anyway, that's fine.
No,
Animal
because...
News.
Oh, no, he hasn't got any Wales. He's got crocodiles. Sorry, my mistake.
That's right. And also, I wouldn't say he's moved from England to Wales.
Why?
Because that could be very close. If you specify the areas, then you realise just how far they've moved.
Oh, but you said Kent, so we knew it was a long way.
Whatever. Anyway, Dean says they were looking for a petting farm, but prices in Kent were expensive.
Petting.
So they started looking further afield, and that's when they found the zoo. And it had everything they wanted, plus lions, so they couldn't resist.
How could you resist a place with lions to take your children to?
Everything you wanted plus lions mm-hmm. just sounds like the lions are going to eat everything.
I mean, I don't think that...
Well, no, it sounds like they specifically didn't want lions because they would eat all the other animals.
Well, they were looking for a petting zoo, and traditionally...
A petting zoo hasn't got lions in it.
That's what I was about to say.
You shouldn't pet lions.
That's a heavy petting zoo.
Oh, no, it's not.
What is a heavy petting zoo?
You don't want to know.
Understand.
You don't want to know.
You read about it in John's book. Anyway, a photographer...
Which is available now. It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's on Amazon. The perfect summer read.
It's not a perfect summer read.
Well, it would be if you read it.
Well, I started, all but right. It didn't grip me. Anyway.
Animal news.
There is an animal story in your book,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Near the end.
There certainly is, and it's worth reading for that bit.
How do you know if you stop reading it?
Because she's making that like a... She knows it's one of the best books she's ever read, worthy of a Nobel Literary Prize, but she's just being funny.
You were reciting the whole book off by heart earlier.
Yeah, and saying how good it was.
That's not true.
I think you were.
No, I just got told about this scandalous story about John's family.
Don't spoil the book. Oh.
I wasn't.
The music's...
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
Yeah.
Press...
Unless you don't want me to do any more animal news.
No, we'd love it.
Then press it. A photographer's had a bit of a surprise when a kingfisher he'd been taking pictures of landed on his head to eat some prey it had just caught in a Scottish river.
Bird news.
So Alan McFadden was taking photos by the River Taff when it used the kingfisher used it as a dining spot. Now, usually they land on a rock or a branch with their fish and strike it against a hard surface to kill it. But instead, the bird decided to land on his head.
Did he strike the fish against... the man's head.
I'm not aware that it did. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing.
And there you go, Victoria's approach to
he
the
might, he might
all
have died.
News.
He could have died.
The kingfisher could have eaten him. You know, yeah. You know.
I think if the kingfisher had eaten him, that would have been the top line.
Well, you know.
Because that's a pretty major detail.
Yeah.
And it's not my approach to all news, just some news. And Prince Philip is not the only royal to retire this week. No. Daniel, the Queen's favourite carriage horse, is being put out to pasture.
Surely, I was hoping you were going to say spaniel.
He's 22, and with 15 years of service under his belt, he's been present at her birthday parade, trooping the colour, and Garter Day in Windsor Castle. But Daniel's had his day.
What, he's dead?
Oh.
No.
He's been turned into the Queen's glue.
No, he hasn't.
The royal glue, which is what they put on the back of stamps now.
Yeah. Oh, so everyone's going to get a little bit of Daniel.
That'd be nice.
At least you don't have to lick stamps anymore.
Do you not like that?
No.
I do. I used to like the taste.
That explains a lot.
Why didn't you like licking stamps? Was it just because it was like licking the back of the Queen's head?
No.
Mm. No, she likes that.
Because I imagine the back of her head wouldn't be anything like the stamp.
What
It'd be
do you
hairy
imagine?
For starters.
You'd be hairy for dessert. We're going to leave it
what?
There. I don't know. We're going to leave it there. I think talking about the hairy queen is possibly not the way to go. Victoria, thank you very much indeed for today's edition.
Animal news.
Thank you. It's animal
news.
Yes, yes, I know. Yes. Now, on the programme, there will be live music next. We do it for you on a Friday. How good are we to you? We bring a musician in here, quite literally often from the streets, force them to perform at microphone point, and today is no exception. Into the weekend, into the holiday time.
That's people, only your holiday.
Well, there's other people as well. Queuing... Queuing at airports, and we'll do it all with music. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am and remain your John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
It's a great run from Dele Alli. He turns Messi beautifully. And Dele hits the ball through the covers. He's really punishing Australia in this Ashes decider.
But now the Spurs man lands a great left hook against world champion Billy Joe Saunders. And he powers past Itoje, carving the Saracens' defence in two for a try. Simply breathtaking.
42 live Premier League games, exclusively live UEFA Champions League, the Ashes in Australia, Championship Boxing, Aviva Premiership Rugby and more. Be there. BT Sport.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much cop as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the heights. Why put yourself through it all again?
Get out of my head, you mind-bender.
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to barrier repairs. They've run the M6 southbound between Junction 32 and Junction 31 around the Broughton interchange. In Gloucestershire, one lane closed due to a vehicle having a tyre change. It's on the M5 southbound between Junction 13 and Junction 14 around Stroud. And in Somerset, severe delays and two lanes closed queuing traffic due to emergency repairs. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 21 and Junction 20 around Weston-super-Mare. Congestion is back to Junction 24 and travel time is around 2 hours. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Order! Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time. And I am John Holmes. It's a Friday afternoon and regular listener will be well aware that we like to take you musically into your weekend. And today's no exception for Nigel is here. Nigel Thomas. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, John.
Thomas, who has come armed. Not armed with weaponry, but with guitar.
Aha.
Two guitar, another performer, and an album, and a flyer, and a press release. And I mean, this is... I'm impressed with this.
I've got it all, John. I've got it all.
So I've read the press release yet. So tell me...
You're saving it for later.
Yeah.
That's my fault. I've only just given it to him.
I've got a train journey.
To make excuses for him.
So how have you been doing it, Nigel? Tell us about you.
My name's Nigel Thomas. I've been doing music all my life. Released an album last year called Travelling Man. I self-funded and part-funded with the crowdfunder campaign. Working on the next album now. And I do music, do some busking on the London Underground as well. That helps kind of pay for everything. And I love doing music. It's a passion.
And so, you said you've been doing it all your life.
Yeah.
I presume not the moment you popped out.
But before then, because my dad used to be a musician as well, and he released a few singles and used to play guitar and sing to my mother's bump. So, I was probably clapping along causing discomfort to my poor mum.
But in a musical rhythm.
Okay.
Well, look, you're going to do two songs for us.
Yes.
So we're going to take the first one. We should also say hello to Alex.
Alex Goals,
who is here with you, but taking none of the glory. It's all about you, isn't it, Nigel?
That's what friends are for,
yeah, that's good. That's very good. So what are we going to do first?
We're going to do a song that that will be on my forthcoming album, and the song's called Stepping Up.
Here we go.
2, 3, 4. Stepping up and out of where you once were innocence. Anger that decides who you will punish won't relent. And in your own way, well, I think you'll finally find a way to say. Sit around. Losing all I have is where my inspiration's found. Hiding here, you'll never see me. The police will not believe me. This will never do. I could hope an accident will take me from the picture, but I just haven't thought it through. In your own way, well, I think you'll finally find a way to say it. Da di da di da di da do, da di da di da di da di da do, da di da di da di da di da do, da di da di da di da di da do. Shout how I'm feeling. Got 2, 3, 4, 5. What you're reeling? We can't understand it. We can't understand it. I got something. Shout how I'm feeling. Got 2, 3, 4, 5. What you're reeling? We can't understand it. We can't understand it. Da di da di da di da di da do. Da di da di da di da di da do.
That wasn't half bad, was it?
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
I mean, I realise my review, that wasn't half bad, isn't up there.
That is going to be on all my new flyers.
With previous to find a favourite track on the album, Well Crafted. I'm just reading out what you've written. wouldn't be surprised if Travelling Man, that's the album, year's album, appears on the Album of the Year list. So, you know, this is all right, isn't it? You've cracked it here.
Musically, I'm really, really happy with what I've done. I've managed to work with some fantastic musicians, Tally, John, Pat, Dave. Yeah, some really great people. I think music's the most important thing for me and what I produce.
I want it to be something great, something that will last and I can look back on and be proud of.
Yeah. Well, look, we're only because running out of time. I know we're going to hear another song. But by the way, we've just decided you're a little bit channeling Ricky Wilson.
Well, he's you know, he's clearly a very handsome guy.
I can see you know you're going for that look.
I had the beard first. I'm tempted to shave it.
Did you used to be a bit chubby like he was, and then sort of on telly?
That's polite.
He was a fat man. He was
Ricky.
And I'd say that to. I would say and have said to his face, he was a fat man. But now he isn't, is he? Not at all.
He's slimmed down, hasn't he?
Oh, very much.
Jumping it.
Yeah, it is. He does a lot of running. That's his secret.
It was practical, wasn't it? Let's face it.
But look, let's hear the next song if we can.
Yes.
What are we gonna do?
Well, thought we'd do a nice cover version. And I thought, what better band to do than a little band called the Foxes? So this is a song called "The Sad Thing."
This is your old band.
I thought who more deserving of the performing rights royalties?
I like the style.
Yeah. But it is a cover version.
Very good. Here we go.
We never got on. We only got off when we got on. It was never enough. I will tell you, though you can see, when we got on, it felt so good. Oh, baby, it never felt so good. Baby, it never felt so good. We never got on, we only got off. When we got on, it was never enough. I will tell you, though you can't see, when we got off, it felt so beautiful. Baby, it never felt so good. Never felt so good. But the sad thing is I adore you. Yes, the sad thing is I adore you. Magnificent Alex Gold, everyone.
Thank you. To give him his full name.
To give him his full name, which I rarely do, but I'm feeling generous today.
Well, look, thanks for coming
Thank you so much for having me.
Superb stuff. So, in terms of where we would find you, gig-wise, online and stuff, this is your moment to say all of those things.
Well, the main website with all the links is nigelsongs.com.
Okay.
Nigelsongs.com. And Facebook, Nigel Songs. Instagram, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole album's out there. I'm on Spotify as well, if you search for Nigel Thomas, Travelling Man.
Yeah.
All there, working on the next album as we speak.
And tell us about, just very quickly, about Foxes, because obviously that Foxes, was a very smart way of getting yourself an extra 20 pence in
Fantastic,
PRS fees.
Fantastic, yes.
So well done for that.
Yeah, it was my old band when I first came to London, in a band called The Foxes. We were long before the talented female singer Foxes. and if we had enough money, we could have probably sued for copyright, but we kind of fell apart before then. And we released an album. That last song was on the album called Last of Many. We worked with John Cornfield. And unfortunately, we kind of did tours of America, we did tours of Europe, put, you know, a huge amount of our lives into it, and it kind of just naturally kind of fell apart.
As these things do.
As these things do.
But that's from the ashes.
From the ashes of that.
Rises solo artist.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of what we did and the music we released, so that's all out there. If you search for The Foxes, you'll find us.
And in terms of people you've worked with, because I have taken time to read some press releases.
You'll be
pleased to know. I wasn't not listening.
You're a professional.
But I was you know, doing my research. But in terms of people that you have worked with, I mean, because I was reading Blur's Dave Rowntree is a fan.
Well, he's a lovely guy. yes. And I kind of got to know him through, I used to DJ and promote Death Disco down at Nottingham Arts Club.
Yeah.
So I used to do that for a while, and then he came down because he was one of Danny Watson's friends.
Yeah.
And kind of got to know him through that.
Yeah. He used to be a colleague on a former radio station.
I know the station.
It was XFM.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know why you left that station. That's fantastic.
Why I left that station?
You're a bit of a hero. That's wonderful.
Well,
left!
You're mixing up the amount of stations that I left. I mean, which one are you referring to? The one you tweeted about earlier?
That was another one. The one I think was something you left in a drawer, a desk drawer.
Oh, no, that was a previous incarnation. You're mixing up the reasons I was fired from many radio stations.
It was the same radio station. They just hired him back.
I was hired back after I promised to mop it up.
Oh, brilliant.
Which was fine.
Well, that was
a bit longer than that.
Wikipedia for that reference.
Yeah,
I'm not going to explain it here, but it involved Dermot O'Leary. The other time involved, as you mentioned, where I managed to get the radio station fined.
£75,000.
Well, it was £150,000 initially.
Oh, okay. Do you have to do some sort of community service?
I had to be fired. And therefore, the act of firing me got it down to a neat £75,000 fine.
A nice round 75.
Again, Wikipedia will fill anyone in who doesn't know about this. But thanks for bringing it up on your tweet earlier.
Yeah, your listeners, do look up John. He's done some fantastic stuff. He really has.
I thought this was about plugging you.
Look up me, though. Nigelsongs.com.
There you go. Nigel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Pleasure to meet you. Alex as well. Thank you very much. That's just about it from us. Yasmin Khan, though, will be bringing you Drive Time on a Friday, because that is what she does.
Right.
Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
How are you?
All right, you?
Very well, thank you. Just back from holidays.
Oh, where did you go?
I went to Menorca for just a short break.
Oh, how nice.
And we're going to be talking about that today. Not my holidays, not what I did on my holidays, but the fact that British travellers are being warned that there are going to be hours and hours of delays at the airports because of new checks. Got to be honest, I was a bit worried because it was the last thing I read last night before my flight.
Yeah.
Turned up to the airport in good time, but not sort of 4 hours before.
Was it one of the airports that was affected?
It wasn't, but they said a lot of holiday destinations would be affected.
Yeah.
Wasn't affected. So we're going to look into this. What are these new checks? What does it mean? How long are the queues actually really? Or is this one of those summer holiday stories that's been a bit overhyped?
It's quiet news time, isn't it?
Yes. We're also going to be looking at the latest on the moped crime spree,
which
is kind of worrying.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping we're going to be able to look ahead to the 50th anniversary of Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben?
Yes, which is being celebrated with a new exhibition and possibly an opera.
A Mr. Ben opera?
Well, look, it's Friday Drive Time. These are the things we look into.
All right, fine. Okay. And as if by magic, the news appeared.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.